how the you know, what his boat looked like. You know, he said it was huge, like a 15 stories high, just, you know, wall to wall shops everywhere. So you have plenty to do when you're out roaming the Caribbean or whatever. And, you know, and it's weird because as he's talking to me, I hear something in the background. It sounds, you know, like pop, pop, pop. And the last thing I hear before the phone cuts out is, look at me. I'm the captain now. And then silent. So.
Mm. Oh, shit.
The pilot's got him. Yeah, so I've been trying to get a hold of him, but, you know, it's been no dice. So I just go straight to voicemail.
So the pirate's got Pinkerton.
Yeah, I guess so.
Arr.
But, you know, if anybody happens to hear from, just, you know, just let them know. It was me. Me the whole time.
It was you.
And why is that, Dan?
I don't know. I was trying to make a Game of Thrones reference, but...
You have facial hair.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I thought maybe you were going to swap it up and say, you know why? Because I am the captain now. See?
Yeah, I thought about it. I just couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Enter the Realm of Collectors podcast. That's not it. Pull up a chair at the cool table with like-minded shows such as Enter the Realm, Shattered Cast Uncut, Nerds Raiders Radio, Plastic Fanatics, Stasis Lock, Toy Detox, Building Up to It, Fresh Communication, and Breaking the Mold. Shout out to the Cobra Law family with music on Nathan Haskell's Bandcamp.
You'll get there.
Kings. You can hit him up for physical copies, or if you're on the East Coast, hit up Dust. He may have a couple for you.
Now I know.
Make sure you're recording your shelf life and what's in the fucking box videos and send them to
EnterTheRealmCast@gmail.com.
Pregnant pause is what we're all about at Enter the Realm.
You like that?
Be sure to check out the Realm of Collectors on Facebook. Go like the Enter the Realm like page, as well as join the group, because that's where we have all the fun. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Realm of Collectors. Use the hashtag Realm of Collectors so that we can find you and you us. And make sure to check out realmofcollectors.com, where Paul C. always puts up the killer articles and good read-throughs. And while you're at it, find us on iTunes to give us a 5-star rating, because we're that great. And this episode of Enter the Realm is brought to you by Agabus.com. Agabus is the official e-tailer of the Realm of Collectors. Visit Agabus.com today for all your masterpiece and third-party needs. $5.95 flat rate shipping and free shipping on orders over $150. Price matching other on-time retailers. Agabucks, same as cash reward system. Make a purchase, earn points to use towards your next purchase. Visit Agabus.com for details. And be sure to also check out our friends over at Crashbox Customs, the official Mezco supplier for the Realm of Collectors. Visit Crashbox on all social media for all your Mezco 112 needs. Mention Realm in order when ordering to get a surprise gift.
Realm.
Realm.
Dan, I am so glad I didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I fuddled it a couple times, but, you know, we powered it.
Not bad. Nice. Nice intro, Dan. First time hosting, right?
Yep, first time.
All right.
I'm Harvey Dumbledore _ Dent. Joined tonight by the rest of the Jackal Squad and a couple other people.
Never asked
what's that. In the flask?
Dude.
Yeah.
What's in the fucking flask?
What's in that can?
Water. Yo. It's water. All right. Starting at the left of my Google Hangout screen, we have Brian the Prime Master Brink.
Hey, hey, he is risen today, boys and girls. Not my joke.
Did you find deals that were just prime?
No, not exactly, but I did adopt a bushel of puppies, is that it? No, a gaggle of puppies waiting for the website to work.
All right. Right next to him is the first time, long time, one of the founding members of the Rock, Rolling Steel.
Yo, yo, Rolling Steel, R Steel, Brian Bushido. I forget who I am anymore. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you, buddy. Also, if you want to build up to it, we have Brink. Bricks on the dollar.
Bricks on the dollar.
Clutch is in the house.
Hey, yo. Check me out. Bricks on the dollar everywhere.
Too bad you're not clutching the intro.
Oh.
No.
That was good.
And last but not least, we have some jerk off whose name I'm not going to mention.
Hi, I'm the jerk off.
Give it up for Dust Mites, the Rock yo, Father.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Enter the Realm. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. A little bit down on cast members, but hey. We always bring you nothing but the very best. So shout out to our Bricks of Steel episode tonight. Keeping the summer stand-in event moving forward.
Live and kicking. All right, well, that was so much fun the first time. Let's do it again in a little segment that we like to call, What'd You Get? Brian Brink.
I got some Pirate Primes. That's what I got. I think wave number, what the fuck? I don't know. The rest of the Abominus people.
Riveting.
I got them. Yeah.
Mr. Rolling Steel.
I'm going to bring it over here. I'll make it quick.
I hope it's not a dildo.
I hope it's not his Tinder date.
No. Oh,
but it is a giant robot.
It's a Moss 2 Megatron. Comes with a bonus car seat if you get it from Agabus and a little high chair for it. It's pretty cool. Okay, I didn't mean that about the car seat and whatnot, but you can get it there.
Visit Agabus.com for all your Transformers and third-party needs.
There we go. Hi, Haney. It's pretty dope. I like it. Haven't opened it yet because I need a welding torch to get through these 73 twist ties.
Right on. Anything else for you, sir?
SH Figure Arts Thanos.
Ooh, pretty badass.
Yeah. Fan-tan-tan.
He's pretty cool. Bear, bear, bear. There you go.
He's awesome.
I like that shirt you're wearing, by the way. It's a good shirt.
Feeling pretty snazzy.
Yeah. I would hate to be that one of those who missed out on that.
Oops.
Oh, that's right.
Wow, where Dan, can they get? Dan's being snarky today. I like that. The snarky Dan hosting Dan today. That's awesome. Awesome.
Yes. Anything else for you, sir?
No, I'm good.
All right. Mr. Clutch, what'd you get?
Hey,
Dan tonight. He's keeping it relevant.
Went to Ollie's to get an Overlord for Paul C. In part of a trade, he picked me up a classic NES. And we're swapping some stuff. It's great. Apparently, they're in all the stores out in Chicago, but nowhere else in the world. That's fine. Whatever. I also got the last of the Wayward Gundam kits that was in the mail because I order them from China, and they show up eventually. It was the last one I had ordered, I don't know, about a month and a half ago. Showed up today. So, that's good.
Was one you were waiting on the last time you were here. That one ever come?
Maybe. Maybe not. That's it.
Cool.
Sorry. I was going to say, Bricks, are you out of Gundam game for a while? Or is that...
I've got nine here to build still, so I'm not buying anymore for a little while.
If you start building now, your new ones will arrive just in time when you're done.
If you build it, they will come.
Mm-hmm. Do Gundams have little sprues? I haven't seen a Gundam yet. I haven't touched a Gundam.
It's all on the runners. Hold on.
Cheap plug.
Okay. It's all just on these. You cut them off, you snap them together. There's no paint. There's no glue unless you want to.
Some assembly required.
Like a Revell model, some sort.
Yes, exactly.
All right, giddy up. Thank you.
Sorry, I just need another pregnant pause. I'm moving this a little too quickly. Mr. Dust Mites.
Yo, what did I get this week? Nothing. Just a shit ton of fucking relaxation. I ended off my podcast tour. You know, shout out to Hurricane BX. I did an episode of Verbally Challenged.
I was listening to that today, Dust, man. It was a good episode.
Wasn't it? I thought we really had a good... You hear a different side of me. So we had a good time.
A gentler side?
No.
More vulnerable side?
Yes. Yeah. We talked old school times and...
Emotional.
Very emotional. We were supposed to be talking about Ant-Man and Wasp, and it just kind of just got off the meter there a little bit, but we brought it back at the end. We brought it back at the end. Really good show. Shout out to Frogman, who has joined us for that show.
Frogman.
Go check out that show. But what did I get? Nothing. I got absolutely nothing but a bad case of diarrhea from Crunch Berries. I'm come to the point in my life, I guess Crunch Berries just doesn't hold well in my system. And shout out to Minty Green Diarrhea.
But green? That's
about it. Yeah, green.
Crunch Berries are red.
Doesn't matter. It's all about the dye.
Dye.
Pregnant pause.
What'd you get, Dan?
Oh, that's right. Oh, sorry, Dan. Jesus, I almost forgot.
Well, it's been a minute since I had a really good haul, but you know what they say. One doesn't always take pleasure when restoring balance to the universe, but this...
Hauls, lays.
...does put a smile on my face.
Nice.
Yeah, so I got the Infinity Gauntlet, caught somebody slipping, and was able to pick one up at GameStop.
Oh, that wasn't the dishwashing glove special?
Nope, this is the real deal.
Nice. So, yeah, there we go. I was going to say, let's see it work. Let's see it in action.
Everyone that bought that dishwashing glove.
If Dan could ever like hold on to the gauntlet, this is how it would be. If this was Dan in the Avengers movie.
Here, you know what? Let's just... There we go. Locked in that position now.
He doesn't snap his finger. He just gives the finger and half the universe disappears.
That's cool. You can lock it and just kind of take it off and put it somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty dope. You can make a fist out of it. You can flip people off. You can do the peace sign. You know, you could put a pinky out. You could do the shocker. I mean,
pushing your girlfriend.
Man, I don't know. That might kill her.
Loosen her up. Yeah.
I would love to drive with that thing. Someone fucking cuts me off. Yeah.
When are they gonna Wei Zhang that thing and give you that's left. So when are they give you a right?
I heard there was a KO in the works. There really was a KO because there was such a high demand for these back when they
I'm talking about out. The other, like mirror it. I'll give you a right one to go with your left one.
Wow.
10-2.
I'll have four fingers.
I do everything. Yeah, I'd show up to work with them and just do everything all day long. I need you to do this.
Be awesome. But yeah, I got that. I got the Marvel Legends Tiger Stripe Wolverine, and
nice.
I've had the Mezco before, but this is the one.
How's the paint effect?
It wasn't too bad. He had some little paint splotches on his torso, but I was able to just kind of rub it away with my thumbnail.
How are the eyes? Good.
The eyes are good. I mean, they're just silver. It's just the claws, just typical Wolverine claws. I got to heat them up and cool them down to get them right. Otherwise, he's all...
You ever think about... there was for a while there, dude was selling the metal set.
Yeah. I don't know about that one so much, because I just don't know the weight of it. So that would always kind of... That kind of deters me, but... You know, that was pretty cool. And then in today, I got something awesome. This was a gift. This, for those who get woozy easily, I apologize, but not really. I did get... this in today.
Nice.
This is the Crashbox Customs Matt Murdock apartment.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Hold on. I'm doing this backwards. Some Thunder Thief boxes.
Nice.
All right, so thank you to Chris, wherever you may be, for that, and as well as the rest of the Jackal Squad for hooking it up. It's fucking awesome. I can't wait to take some pictures. But, yeah, that's my haulage for the week. Awesome. Oh, right, I'm hosting, so...
Yeah, Dan, maybe we should change the name of the episode to Pregnant Paws and Son.
See, anything you guys want to talk about, or you just want to get right to it?
No, we can bullshit a little bit if you want. Man, we got a lot of news to talk about, but, you know, we could push through.
Holy shit,
I got a 10 o'clock curfew, so I got to be out at 10. I got to do the Cobra Law show, by the way, Cobra Law. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Terror.
Got to get those plugs in, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that one. That wasn't on the list.
It's not on the list yet.
Okay. Might be. I guess I'll start us off here, and we'll get the banter going as it goes.
We got some news. You're going to start with some news. What are we doing here? Some non-Transformers news.
Non-transforming stuff.
I know everybody loves this part of the show when we go down the.
And to be fair, I don't hate Transformers. If I hated them, I wouldn't have them on half of my arms. So, eat a dick, Nightwing. Starting us off here, we have...
Another one?
Promo images for the Bespin Han Solo. There is one that's going to be released for San Diego Comic-Con, but this is the retail release.
Is that the angry Bespin Han Solo? Because he looks very angry. He
looks constipated.
Yeah, looks like me after Crunchberries.
Yeah, you beat me to it. Yeah, so there's... This one looks a little off, man. He's got kind of a weirdly shaped jaw here.
Why is he pointing?
The bathroom's that way.
He's pushing the button in the elevator.
Oh. That's for the one episode where Chewie went,
oh, are you going down? Here. I got you.
C-3PO, get the fuck out of here. Let me kiss the princess.
Also shown is the Rebel Trooper. There's the Rebel Trooper.
Old man.
Data disc. Yeah, there are some that kind of made their way out into some reviewers' hands here, so they're slowly trickling out, but they'll probably be out more in force in the next month or so.
Boba Fett,
Is that the launch guy?
Pull my finger.
Launch,
dude.
I'm still on the finger.
I would love to be a person making belt buckles in that galaxy because everybody's got the same one. Man, you make a fortune.
buckles on buckles on buckles on buckles. And then here we have Tobias Beckett, and I believe this is from Solo, Star Wars Story. Space Woody Harrelson. He's got his little revolver there, and he's got another little revolver. Little bandolier. Little space cowboy action.
Space cowboy.
Is his name Maurice?
No, it's Tobias.
Sorry. I got the joke.
I got the joke too. I'm a joker. I'm a flyer. I'm a driver. Never mind. It doesn't work for me.
I want to be shuffle the shuffle the icer right now.
All right. Here's the next wave.
Welcome to the Brian Brink roasts. Sorry, Dan.
No, you're fine.
You're the captain. Control it.
Yeah. Next up, we have the vintage wave of Star Wars. I believe this is their 6-inch line. So we have the Imperial Death Trooper or Death Trooper Imperial from Rogue One.
Hey, we already got that.
Yes, the.
This is the little.
Oh, you're getting it again. You know.
Is this the one from the 3-pack though? Since it has the pauldron.
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that.
This is 3 3/4.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It is. I'm dumb. Well, yeah, so here you go. This is a 3 3/4.
You also think that something else that you have is 6 inches also. And it's a 3 3/4, so
I know for
you
a fact
when you got mixed up.
Even on the photography there, the gun is bent.
Not on my best day. So I guess this is probably also the 3 3/4, and this is Effie's empty nest.
Well, if it's 3 3/4 inch, you can just skip through this.
Fair enough.
If it's related to Solo, you should just never mind.
All right, and then here's Solo himself.
Fighting words.
Yeah. Solo.
He holds a gun.
Oh, that's 3 3/4 inch.
Yeah, look at those eyes. Those cold.
Such an amazing likeness.
Dead eyes. He's got a fucking. His gun looks like fucking Quick Draw McGraw's fucking buddy.
He's wearing a diaper.
Was it Deputy Droopalong?
He's got a fat ass. Why is Han Solo a fat ass?
Look at that. Solo's got a great ass.
A lot of squats. Do a lot of squats.
Yeah, remember.
Yes?
They are 3 3/4, so.
Ouch.
There you go.
Is that Conductor Dequired, the Assault Imperial?
Exactly. From Rogue One.
Soon, the Cobra Law Records.
There you go. Spit that mad flow.
He's withered.
All right. These are, something.
Got that rock eyebrow.
Yeah, right, Brian? What's going on?
Oh, God.
Do you smell the fish cooking?
Man, shit in the bed, man. Mattel, what? I have to be impartial, but Jesus, God.
No, you don't.
No, you can speak your mind, dude.
You know, we should be getting better here. You know, we should be increasing sculpt, quality, attention to detail.
Look at his back.
Hold on. Is this their multiverse line?
Steel, I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Why should things improve and get better?
Yeah, that makes no sense. I think we should just stay the course, you know, and everything will be okay, right?
Next thing you know, they'll be re-releasing Mego styles.
Oh, die on the vine. Die on the vine. He just looks like a member of NSYNC. He doesn't look like a superhero.
How would you know what a member of NSYNC looks like, Brian?
He knows.
I've read books. I've seen...
Like now or then? Remember now or remember then?
No, but honestly, is this that their multiverse line?
Yeah, this is their kind of weird. Like they've been reusing a lot of sculpts because it's Mattel and it's just kind of what they do. So this is definitely
okay. No different than Hasbro.
Yeah, man, that's the same.
Yeah, but Hasbro still like updates. You know, every other line, maybe every other wave or so. I mean, they do stuff to actually, you know, try to be better. I mean. This was great for Mattel back, you know, in the early days of the DCUC, but now it's like we need to get with the times.
Yeah,
I mean, I can appreciate the paint detail here and the variation, but
it's
almost like they've given up. It used to be a race with Hasbro between DC Superhero Classics and Marvel Legends, and it's like they just gave up and they're happy being number two. It's like C&C Cola, you know?
Shout out to RC. But for our listeners, this is the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
Oh, it's an exclusive. Oh, man. My bad. My bad. It's great.
It's a throwback then. It's vintage.
Yeah.
Throwback to the vintage buck.
Here we have his, I think this is his brother, Ocean Master.
Of course.
With a little spear.
He looks like one of the villains that was on Gatchaman. You know, Battle of the Planets, you know. That's how cheesy it looks. Like that, 72 yep. cheesy.
Ming the Merciless's cape. He's got.
As well as Black Manta. Nice.
Now that's
one of the dopest DC villains, man. Dopest looking.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed.
Here you go. They are cleaning out his armpits.
They're tickling
him. Score!
Say uncle! Say uncle!
I mean, the one thing I will say about these, you know, they do have those nice double-jointed knees. You know, and they have the swivel. Actually, are those newer? So they usually have those weird, like, kind of Y joints on their hips. So that might be newer, but I mean, it's still
the kick is good.
Dan, it's Ma newer.
Manure,
Oh, they got him.
Yeah, got him. Yeah, thanks to Toy Art, because they took these little series of photos. So it's kind of cool just to see something a little different before the show comes on. You see a bunch of on shelf.
Go back one. No, back one more. Hey, I got the grill going. It's at 450. Let's put this fucking fish fucker on the grill. Sorry. You're gonna get more of that. So keep rolling.
More Yinglings in you.
No, I think it's
only two.
Pilsner.
I thought I was hosting tonight, but Dan is the captain now.
The captain now.
You're my captain. Yeah.
All right. For those who want to build up to it, we also have another San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. This is Unikitty from the Lego movie.
Uni. You guys remember Dungeons & Dragons, the cartoon, right?
I love this.
Deal does a fucking killer Uni.
Uni.
This is the shit we used to do as kids, and no wonder why we're so fucked up now.
And do you have the other two as well?
Just you wait and see.
God, okay. Seems so angry.
All right. Oh, this Lego movie too. Excuse me. Some assembly. Whatever. I mean, their silliness includes both a rage kitty and angry kitty. Things that could be misinterpreted. All right. Here we also have Black Lightning from the show.
Black Lightning.
Which is pretty cool. I actually started watching that show.
It's decent. Weird, though.
Really? The show's decent compared to all the other CW shows?
Yeah, oddly enough. I mean, you still have some of your kind of like that, the love interest kind of stuff.
But,
I mean,
it's
not as hormonal as the other ones, you know? I mean, that's the only way I could describe it.
He's got two daughters, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. And they kind of have their thing, but he's... I mean, I've only been, like two or three episodes in, so I'm not terribly far, but it's starting off fairly strong.
Dad, my iPhone's dead. Can you charge it for me?
There you go.
I was going to do something else instead of iPhone, but I figure we keep it friendly.
And here we have Cowpool with a mustache.
Now, these are what? Exclusives to SDCC?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, it's right there in the corner.
Hey, nerd.
There should be giveaways.
I meant in the box. But yeah, so...
These are fun. You have to win a lottery to get a ticket to stand in line to buy this.
Oh, that's fucking great.
That's SDCC, man. That's how it always is.
So these will be between $150 and $300.
Afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the guy spent 8.5 hours online. He deserves every fucking penny.
Yeah. I had to buy the plane ticket, I had to pay for the hotel room, the food, all the alcohol, the hookers, the cleanup crew to clean up the dead hooker.
Man, Dan, calm down, my man. Calm down. Relax. Easy. We get it. Chill.
I just want to see how far I could go.
Oh, you went far.
You went pretty far.
Yeah, you went pretty far.
And then a little teaser from NECA. They will have, I believe they said they'll have a lot of these over at San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I think it looks like these might be... larger scale. I'm not 100% sure, but here you have some gremlins. You have something from Alien. Looks like a predator over here. And then this one is someone from Aliens I was reading, maybe.
It's got a baseball bat with a hat backwards. How could that be Aliens?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I saw it. It
looks like a Bionic Six figure.
It's probably from that phone game all the kids are playing.
That's my NECA.
He said NECA, by the way.
I know. I was going to say it earlier, but I didn't.
NECA and the Soul Brother.
And they got a Hasbro freaking Optimus Prime just back there hanging out.
NECA Leka Hi, NECA Hiney.
Hey, look, Rodimus.
Hey, Rodimus.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And then also from NECA, I've already forgotten this gentleman's name, but he is also Hawkins. An exclusive.
It's Hawkins.
Isn't he the dude that directed it?
Yep.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh. Shows what I know.
Oh, you predator, that. Man.
Yeah, I know. I'm slacking.
Very glossy.
Yeah.
It's humid in the jungle.
Yeah,
see how sweat. He looks. That's the way Steel looked when I had the big Krypton lamp on him earlier.
Yeah.
Lit up and glossy.
Mustafa.
So this was the only guy in the movie that didn't have muscles. That's why he kept his coat on the whole movie.
That's
so
why he was a director.
Be embarrassed.
He was a director. He was directing.
All right, you're going to slit his throat this way, and then the bodies are going to fall from the trees, and oh, shit, I'm dead. Yeah.
Welcome to the Brinkalizer Roasts.
A nice little photo set done by toyark.com.
Yes.
I'm stealing their pictures, but...
Oh, we'll be visiting one of their sister sites soon, so... Yeah.
All right, then here, this was a little teaser. This will be a GameStop exclusive. This is also from NECA. This is Pennywise.
Does that say I love Crunchberries?
Yes, it yeah. does. I've still yet to see the movie, man. I've still yet to watch it. Yeah, I heard it was okay. It was good, but you know, and you know, like, and here's the thing:
it's supposed to be like a dark comedy or something like that. You maybe laugh at it.
We all were like, "Oh my god, the old original was so good!" And you know, I went back and watched it again. Like, it really wasn't that good. The only thing that was really good about it was Tim Curry being the fucking. Being the clown, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah, he did an excellent job. Wasn't the dude from the Waltons in that? John Boy?
Or Ben?
Isn't it John Boy from the Waltons? He's the dude with the fucking little birthmark on his
chin. Right, right.
Keep it moving.
Right. Keep it moving. Also, we have some new Mezcos announced. In a couple different lines here, but they're...
Hey, look at that! Ooh, they're going... Off. They're taking a step forward and going Mego style.
Yeah. No, these are actually Migos. I just wanted to make the joke about Mezco, but
I know.
Since we're already here, you know, we have Mr. Sulu, we have that guy, we have a very tall Harley Quinn, and then I Dream of Genie.
Hey, Dust, there's that Genie. Do you need a minute?
Oh.
Yeah, I could finally take the clothes off of Barbara Eden. My life is complete.
Yeah. I'm going on a Star Trek cruise.
Dust mites, dust, dust, the dust mites. That's what she sings. She dances.
So these are simply for nostalgia, right? Oh, yeah. Like, you'd only buy these for the nostalgia of the old toys. Because
bro, I just brought these on as a joke, man.
No, I think it's pretty cool. You know, being a guy that owns probably every single Marvel famous cover out there, which was like a homage to the old Mego days in the 90s.
Actually,
when they did the Marvel line. And Mego, whatever you want to say.
I think rumor has it Mego is actually making a comeback.
Yep. Hey, man, as long as they make that fucking exploding grill.
These are Mego, Brian.
Right, Steel?
Yeah, but I think they want to get back into the game.
316.
The Mego exploding bridge?
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, if they come back and redo that, you're all in too. Yeah, see?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man.
Give me the invisible jet, the old school Batmobile, Batcave with the cardboard surrounded by plastic, clear plastic vinyl.
Were we talking about that last week?
Yes, but I have my brother in arms here who actually does remember it, other than you young bucks.
Yeah, we're old bastards.
Old bastards.
On the disrespect here. That's fine.
Dan, right, come on.
Moving on to actual Mezco.
It's funny. It's like they'll get a Transformer now that's fucking really good, and they'll say, oh, this is a piece of shit. Oh, yeah? You want to see a fucking piece of shit? Let's travel back to 78.
Yeah.
We'll show you some pieces of shit. Sorry, Dan. Didn't mean to interrupt you.
You hella did, but it's okay. Ain't no problem. But on the subject of Mezco, here we have the Thor Ragnarok hella that we saw at Toy Fair earlier this year is now up for pre-order. Make sure you get your pre-order in at Crashbox Customs. Mentioned Realm for a special gift.
Realm.
So here she is in all her horny goodness. I don't know. Silhouette.
Get the hell out of here.
Didn't we talk about this last week?
Did we?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I said that I didn't like her face on this one, but I thought this face nailed the movie right there.
You know what we might have, and I just forgot.
Great, Dan. We're repeating ourselves.
Eh, whatever. I just wanted a chance to look
at this.
It's
like a bus mic's joke.
He's looking at last week's folder.
Yeah.
This half hour, we've been doing nothing but old shit.
Everyone in the chat's like, did we go back in time?
Yeah. Well, it might be, people. You know, it's just whatever. Then we got a little teaser from Storm Collectibles. I forget his name, but this is from Mortal Kombat 3. This is Sub-Zero's younger brother, who is unmasked, so we'll see this at San Diego. Should be pretty cool for all you Storm Mortal Kombat collectors.
Watch the copyright strike.
I don't think you get a copyright strike if you sing it.
Yes, you do. You don't play.
Really?
Yep.
I thought covers were okay.
That's why you can't sing Happy Birthday.
The only covers that are okay.
I thought that got overruled. I thought the Supreme Court like actually overturned that one.
Well, I'm glad they're hard at work.
No. That was dun 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 dun. Dun.
Yep, that's right. Sam, we should all learn from that man.
Dan,
yes.
What's next?
All right. Staying on the Stormline, this is something I'm super excited about. This is the Kazuya Mishima action figure. We did see this.
He said, God bless you.
Oh.
He's got a little delay. He's 10 feet from here, so it kind of delays him.
All right. We saw this, I believe, at last year's San Diego Comic-Con. There's been nothing since, but this guy is set to be released in November through Storm Collectibles' website. This is his Mortal Kombat. Wow. His Tekken 7 look. And he looks just fucking amazing.
Dude, would he get electrocuted? What's all that mess going on there?
When he was a boy, his father, Heihachi, who I bought in his previous release, threw him down a mountain.
Is that one of the little barbecues you fire up at a fucking tailgating party?
His father's got the two hair things going. He's just got the one going.
Yeah. Yep.
He hasn't quite reached the two hair.
No.
He looks like, a douchebag from the Jersey Shore.
Just yeah, it comes with a little lightning effect as he punches things.
It does look like it's laundry day.
He does punch another thing.
And he went to the tanning salon.
I've expressed this many times, but I'm so happy these are finally being made. I've been waiting many, many years for Tekken figures.
Stole a luchador's pants.
So it's got another alternate face with kind of a creepy "I'm gonna come get you" smile. I got ice cream in the truck. Close up look at his scars. Really well done. Really great sculpt. Really great paint detail.
Yeah, those elbow joints look great.
Yeah, they're a little rough, but, you know.
It's a mountain.
Then here he comes with everything he comes with, you know, interchangeable hands, couple different heads. Some good stuff. I cannot wait. And I blew through that a lot faster than I was anticipating.
Awesome, man. That's perfect. Good timing.
Oh, that's fine, because we got lots of Transformer stuff. And on
yes,
that
note, Dan, you're going to love that, huh?
I'm going to go take a piss.
Oh, you're gonna pull that move, huh?
No, I'm still here. I don't have to pee just yet. I'm sorting it all out. All
right, you're still
now I get to catch up with all the things the lovely people said during the show.
Are you going through the chat? Shout out to the chat squad. They're in the house. They're definitely in the house.
Man, Chat Wingham, you need to quit being a hater.
What's that Chat Wingham hating on this week?
Oh, he doesn't like me, man.
He doesn't like you?
The facial hair. Your heel.
He doesn't like you. And his friends don't like you.
I don't like you either.
You better watch yourself. We're watching men.
Let me get you something.
Dude,
it's funny how I could reenact it to the fucking thing.
In the chat, Chuck thought that was an unmasked Sub-Zero, and then Brammer corrects him. And he says, no, that's Bai Han was the first Sub-Zero. And then Krondor goes, I thought Bai Han was the end of Force Awakens.
Yo, we got it. We got to send him something for that. What do we got laying around that we can send him for that? That is a fucking killer joke, man. By Han, I thought that was the end of Force Awakens. That is fucking incredible. That is $100 joke right there. I'm writing it down and I'm stealing it. I'm stealing that joke. I don't know, but we owe the dude something. If you're going to NJCC, man, we'll give you something. Some sort of realm swag for that joke. Remind me, please. That shit was funny as fuck. Oh, that's joke of the night, guys. We might as well just wrap it up.
Oh, sweet. Go to bed early.
Good night, folks. All right. Are we getting into the land of Transformers here?
Dust, take it away.
All right, so what I'm going to do first is I'm going to go through some new Hasbro stuff and some of the pictures from the actual convention floor. Now, I didn't get everything. I just got a handful of shit. We all seen it. We all know what's going on. This is just our time to discuss these things. So,
Steel, left or right?
Sup?
Left or right, Steel?
Get your mind out the gutter. I'm looking at Transformers, goddammit.
So, and then we'll go into the third-party panel picks. We'll fly through those a little quickly and give some of our thoughts.
Right.
I know not everybody on this panel, this big Transformer fans, are still into Transformers, but we all have some opinions, so please, we're all part of the hobby. We could speak on it and be civil.
Man, fuck Transformers.
Yeah, fuck soft goods. I like how we formed the rivalry between non-Transformer and Transformer stuff. It makes it more interesting. You guys see this? The Realm of Collectors insignia here?
Realm?
Logo?
I'd like to say a shout out to the Realm.
I want to warn everybody first, get your catheters strapped on. This is going to be fucking long haul.
Nah, not the way I do it, man.
All right.
We got an hour and 20, so I don't want it to all be fucking screen sharing. I want to stop talking and chill a little bit. So, excuse me?
High beams.
Yes. Anybody that wants to help me with some of this shit, I don't know all the names and all that other bullshit.
This one's Optimus Prime.
This is off their new. I'm a Transformer fan. This is part of their new War Cybertron, a War for Cybertron line. They're basically just rehashing their Generations line. So, a new deco. Yeah, I never thought that would happen, but this is, I don't know if this is Voyager scale, I think.
It is Voyager.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why we have the Brinkalizer here, because he pays attention and I just take pictures. So, Brian, you want to take away the Hasbro part of this this panel right now?
Sure. So, I think the name of the new line was misleading. People were thinking video game tree Cybertronian stuff, but it looks like maybe we're just getting back to the next age of Chug.
Yes, they're rebooting the Chug line.
Basically.
With a little Target Master action.
Yeah.
Advanced, that's garbage.
Yeah.
Advanced G1 designs. I like they got this, these blast effects or something. It looks kind of interesting.
I mean, compared to what we've gotten in the past, the Prime mode, the bot mode looks pretty good, but I don't know what they're doing here, man. I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be a Cybertronian mode. Might be supposed to be stylized since it's War of Cybertron or whatever the fuck it is.
I don't know. Maybe it's when they first land on Earth.
I don't know. Maybe it's when BJ and the Bear got taken up to a fucking alien planet. And they said, you know what? You're here now. You and the monkey drive this thing.
Hey, Chucks need eyebrows too, you know?
Yes, definitely. Brian, it's all you, man.
And then we have Sideswipe here again with... by the way, what is this? What are they calling? I forget what the name of this line is again. But obviously, this is the Target Masters. So we had the Head Masters, the Prime Masters being the Power Master / Crest Master. And now here we are with Target Masters.
Which we knew that was coming anyway.
Yeah. So this is the first Sideswipe we've seen since the first Chug. He didn't get into Combiner Wars and all that other garbage. And he...
pictures, but whatever.
It looks like he... he looks very MP-esque as far as transformation, right?
I was actually going to say that because I thought I had more pictures here, but I don't. There's another picture without that big fucking heaping garbage in his hand, and you could actually see it. It's very reminiscent to an MP-styled, I'm not saying styled engineering, but the way it looks is very MP-esque, as
you
said.
The alt mode's actually really cool for this one. It almost looks like an old Fiero.
I wish I had the picture.
Oh, Fiero.
Keep it rolling here. I thought I had more there. Probably it's, you know what? I didn't number these, so it's probably going to be out of whack. I didn't have a chance to number these, but this is the DNA cock and balls Predaking upgrade kit for Hasbro's Predaking. If you notice, it comes with a big cock and ball right up there on the top. What is that for? I don't see it anywhere on the figure, so it must be up his ass.
Isn't that with the mat?
That sword.
He gets a new spine.
Hey, Dust, if you go, go forward or back to the. So, Dan, okay. Nope, not there.
Oh, I see it. It's up here, the spine.
Yeah, it gives him a little bit of spine.
Oh, it's a tail. Who's it a tail for? I don't know, man. This
might be for, fuck, I almost call him Leo Ducks. That's not his name.
Leo Ducks.
Razor Claw.
Speaking of ducks.
Yeah.
Hey, that was last week. That's good for the goose. What's a gander anyway?
Yeah, I really don't hate this set.
What the
Predaking upgrade? The Predaking itself, I mean, along with the upgrade, I don't hate it.
You like the asthma inhaler that's on their back?
Don't you talk shit about
asthma.
He's
got the ghetto blaster on his shoulder.
Dude, I got the king of asthma in my house right now. He could come over and punch me in the face if he felt like I was making fun of asthma.
I'm not offended.
Get him, Steel. Get him. Just come on, do it for the ratings.
What you should be offended is that their fucking Razor Claw is smaller than all the other fucking figures.
Yeah.
Body.
Looks like something from a dollar store. Just saying.
Wait till they show up at Ollie's. They will be a buck a piece.
There you go.
So this is what the upgrade kit's going to look like.
What's it upgraded from?
So does that not have wings without the upgrade kit?
I have wings. I think it has wings, but they're not as... it's like, you know, this looks like to me. Remember that Unique Toys Predaking, and then you had the MMC Predaking. That's what you got there. Keep it rolling here. We have the new Transformers Bumblebee movie figure.
Finally.
It's going to be from the new Bumblebee movie, which actually transforms to a Volkswagen.
At least for 2 minutes.
Volkswagen Bug. So without, honestly, take them fucking... No, even if you leave the fucking doors on the back.
Take the door off the hinges.
That's a shell former right there.
No.
I don't know. The alt mode's pretty cool. I like.
It's kind of cool that they're going this route with the movie.
Oh, is that a spot for him to hold the Matrix in his chest?
I don't know what that is, man.
It's probably the box said like power charge or something. It's probably what that is.
I don't know. If you rub your thumb over that real fast, it shoots sparks inside there.
Yeah,
that's not the worst.
It's a friction spark maker. You know, remember the old gimmicks?
Yeah.
What's worse is why has he got waspinator eyes? Watch my eyes. Bug eyes.
Spoiler alert.
The hive. See, that's a hive because he is a bumblebee. Get it?
Bumblebee
is just like me. Bad waspinator. Repugnus is making its debut.
So were these not out yet? Because I could have swore it came out already.
No, they made a little tiny one.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Everybody remembers this. Well, I don't because I was well out of Transformers.
Yeah.
And trying to get pussy, but never happened. So I went back to Transformers.
What you gotta do, man.
Gentlemen, second joke of the night. Okay, then they're going punch, counter punch, which I think is awesome that they're doing this. I don't know where the rest of the pictures went because it's out of...
They're around. We'll get back to them.
I didn't number them, so they're somewhere there. But punch and counter punch.
Little teaser.
Shout out to Google Drive failing me once again. But Rekgar. And look, he's going to be a combiner. He's got a combiner port.
Oh, they got to make money off that motorcycle mold.
Mm.
Power of the retool once again.
All right, Toy World.
Toy World's back.
Let's talk about Toy World and their rebranding techniques. What would they These guys, they're so desperate for fucking designs. Is that it? They're just buying anything? This is a Menosaur that works with your Combiner Wars figures.
Sweet. I mean,
they didn't follow Bold Forms closely enough, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. No, there was two of the one. What, wasn't there another one that did that too?
I don't. Doesn't matter.
I mean, there he is in combine mode.
That's
not terrible. What?
No, but it doesn't make it any better.
It makes it better than what you would have had without it, I guess.
It takes a sad song and makes it better. But it's still a sad song. And they're doing the same with...
But does sad songs say so much?
Of course.
Dude, I like their new logo, though. Bricks, don't you like that? It's one of them runners.
It's a runner, yeah.
You get your Bruticus right here. This looks a little bit more kick-ass than the other one, I will admit.
It's the Sunbow angle.
Some Transformers fans, they are. They got Brawl and Swindle on their legs.
Here, boys. If you're not, I'll wait a couple of seconds and wait for something. If not, I'm rolling it along.
We got Pregnant Paws you got to wait for.
This is the Bad Cube's new venture. With
is that
their,
a Cobot?
No, they're going with their own line, their own special line of figures
That's a great idea.
Have no fiction and are probably, I guess they're supposed to be like Transformers from another universe or a different timeline, a la DC, you know?
Hold on with the, I agree with the no fiction thing. We have seen other companies do the same thing where they don't technically have fiction, but they still have done well. Like the Unrustable Bastards have done well, those new ones.
The one
that Chris just got, those.
What's it? The Cross Dimensions?
Yeah, but I mean, you still have some basis of fiction as well, you know, because it's Optimus and Megatron, even though it's a different.
Well, this is Huffer.
Mythic Legion.
Oh, is that what he is?
Nemesis Huffer.
Huffer. That's what it is. I thought you were saying this is just something else entirely.
No, but they're just, you know, trying dipping their toe in the water of this, but.
Yeah, I want to see the backpack on that thing.
It's actually in hand.
They are making new characters.
Yes, and this is the new. I keep getting fucking. Keep getting lost with all these new primes that are coming out. Is this the Magic Square, Mecha High, Mecha Holly Host one? But
someone shot Large Marge while she was sitting in the truck.
Yes. Tell them Large Marge sent you.
I like this. I think it looks nice.
Clean.
Very how much is too much, though? I mean, like, even with a guy like Prime, a key character, how much is too much?
Well, this is it. They heard they knew Takara was making a cartoon accurate Prime, so there they go. The race is off. Who's going to get one that's better and out there quicker?
That's a hotel room.
How can they jump on that fucking bandwagon one more time? You know what I mean? And that's basically what this is. Once that 3.0 was the same week the 3.0 was revealed, all these other ones just came out of nowhere.
That's because they know people don't want to pay $300 for a new Prime.
Here's one for you, it's Skylynx. That's the worst Skylynx Shockwave impersonation I ever had. I used to do a pretty good. This was the master MMC reformatted Skylynx. Chug scale, but you know, honestly. Do we really need an MP scaled Skylynx?
Yes.
I think I hit one the other day on the way to work. Poof. Thank you, Dustmites. I'll remember this. But yeah, this is a surprise. I think I heard rumors of this last TFCon. I think Hanny was saying that, and it was supposed to be revealed. And it wasn't, but here it is. I mean, we've all been saying we want a Skylynx. It's not too stylized, you know, for the reformatted line. So there he is. Anybody?
I think this is dope. I mean,
I like it. Yeah.
This is. I don't know why companies haven't done this earlier. Like, I don't know if it's like a, you know, he's
no brainer
hard to do, or if he's like too costly to do, or what the deal is. But I mean, this is a character that nobody has fucking touched.
Well, here it is. They tested the waters with Omega.
Let's do a
G1, you know, early staple. That's huge. That's big. And it went well. Now, you think Fans Toys is going to say, well, you know, we're going to come out with this too. Well, Fans Toys is doing everything. But when?
Didn't they have like a silhouette way in the back of something some long ago? I don't know. Same thing with their Omega. Well, eventually.
Yeah, right next to the Ark of the Covenant.
Right. Yes. Don't look at it. Don't look at the silhouette. Look at the silhouette.
Don't you think Fans Toys has like a collection of silhouettes for any occasion, though?
Yeah, you know? It's called the Sunbow chart. They just blacken it out.
See, this is with me, and I've said this before. Fans Toys is very in touch with the American market. They know what the American fans like. They're on the message boards.
All right,
they're on the message boards. They hover. They see what people are saying. They watch the reviews. They see what people are saying. So of course they're going to be like, all right, they're talking about this. Well, let's throw a silhouette out there and get their dicks hard. You know, how many times can you get the second base with a chick before we see, you know what? I'm going with the other one. She goes all the way. You know,
that's actually a great analogy.
Yeah. Analogy, metaphors, whatever fuck you want. See, you know, it's like, basically how many times are you going to get blue balled before you say, fuck it. I'm going to go with the one that's going to put out.
But then you end up dumping that one, and then you go back to
the other one. Because, yeah, of course, but that's the game, man. That's the game. I just think I redefined the fucking third-party game right now. Yeah. That's awesome. You guys remember this.
News on the Skylynx. The Lynx part will be out third quarter. The Sky part will be out fourth quarter.
Yeah. Are you serious? It's not one thing.
Hold on. That's a mistake.
They better hurry up. Then.
Yeah, I'm done, man. If this is not One Piece, I am not interested.
Third quarter just started 16 days ago.
If this is not coming
in. You're just going to get the links.
Yes. That's like getting your balls pulled and not the shaft.
Yeah, it
sounds horrible.
I know it does, but yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Go back one.
Yeah, see. Oh, here.
Oh, not that so much. I was looking at
Look at the release. Estimated release 2018.
There's a platinum head for the...
Yeah, who cares? I'm looking at release dates.
All right, whatever.
I think that's white gold. You remember that white gold? Like gold that's not... That looks silver?
I don't know, Brian Brink. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that's the worst. You could do a Skylynx, bro. I got no Skylynx. I used to have an old Skylynx.
I can't remember season 3. Fuck it.
Back in the day when Kenny Prime used to do his videos with a Skylynx. I'll save you, Kenny!
I use my season 3 DVDs as coasters. I mean, fuck them.
All right, remember these are not these are not the actual third party final pictures, but this is what was shown in the inside the dealer room. So of course we'll be discussing these things again. This is Fans Toys Hoodlum, the one that we thought will never come. Well, it's not here yet. Until it's actually,
it's got to come sometime.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Wow, the third-party analogies are going really crazy here. But here he is. Still got them skinny jeans.
Hey, that guy. I like that guy.
Shout out to
He's
that guy.
He's looking at my Megatron down there.
But look, you can see through the plastics kind of thing. But I'm sure it's not final. About? I'm sure it's not final.
Not Fans Toys. It would never do that.
Never, ever do that. Moving on. X-Transbots.
By the way, that Hot Rod went up for pre-order today.
Yeah. This is he's Rubber Band Man. He's one of the Stunticons. Rubber Band Man. I mean, I guess these guys are just so early in production that it's just resin with no actual fucking
resin
things to hold it together, and they're just probably hand painted.
Shout out to the guy that made the joke about the rubber bands in the realm.
What'd they say?
I don't know. He says like Rubber Band Game Strong or something.
Nice.
Oh man, can you put his thumbs underneath them like suspenders?
Yeah, but you know.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
But you know, it's just putting. At least they're showing it out there.
Yeah.
Here's Overheat, which is their drag strip. I'm really into this into XTB, what they're doing with these guys.
Yeah.
Going all the way, Dust.
Yep, I am. I'm going the distance. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wait a minute. This Rubber Band Game is strong here, too. Look at it. It's around his legs.
Wow.
Wow. Nice. All right. This was a big surprise here. Not really, but okay. MMC's Bruticus. This is their Vortex. MP scaled combiner, right? Is it MP scaled?
No. This is. Oh, yeah. Perfection Series. Yeah, that would be, right? Because that's.
Yeah, this is their MP
scale. They're kind of 2D MP.
You know, at first I really wasn't into this guy until I was looking at some of the Sumbo stills, and I'm just like, it's there's some things I don't like about it, but you know, it was a very wonky looking robot.
What is that behind him?
Oh, that's the 4 foot fucking Prime.
That's a very good cosplay.
It's the MPP10 Lin Win something that's like 3.5 feet tall.
Yeah, like
$1,000 or whatever.
No, it's gonna be like $300.
Fuck that.
330 shit.
And this is their Motor Master. Or excuse me, Onslaught. Sorry, wrong. And like I said, I didn't have the time to really number these, so they're all out of whack here. So
no Hydra.
Fans Toys Hydra.
I don't like how that looks. I mean, I know it's, you know.
You don't like the way that six shot looks?
No.
Which one do you like better? The one that you bought 2 years ago that's probably half the price now?
Hanzo,
you're a Hanzo guy?
No, I like him.
With me, that's Hanzoff.
And Fuma. Fuma's pretty good, too.
Which one was Fuma?
He's the, was it GG Creations, I believe?
Oh, he was the stylized one.
Yeah, he's pretty badass. I still think the MMC is gorgeous, man. It's a good piece.
Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah. The
it really does hold up if you like
it. Yeah. Yes, it do.
The Hexatron.
Yeah, Hexatron. I just graduated a little bit from what I want in my collection. I can't wait for this card. X-Transbats Neptune. This is the sea spray I've been waiting for.
Dude, he comes with a bucket so you can take him to the beach.
I can't wait. You know where that bucket's going to be? Right in a box.
Bucket in a box.
That's it. Retail's probably going to be about $50, $55 or something like that. I'm in. been waiting for this guy. To me, this is what is really the most tune accurate out of them all. Toy World, it's close, but it's too tall. It's oversized.
Hey, what about the Flames Toys Trident? Remember that one with the commercial?
Is that the one that never came out?
That's correct.
Yes. Let's pour a little seawater out for that guy. this definitely doesn't look final. It's very 3D rendered, so I really don't know if this is really almost done, but I really want it to be done. All right, here's the X-Transbots boys in full effect here, minus the...
We them boys.
Most, rubber band man. Okay, Zeta. Zeta with their aerial bots.
Fucking finally.
Yeah.
Fucking finally, they're still not out.
Yeah. At least we're seeing
it. It's closer. It's
hey, Brian, shut up. He's not rubber banded together, okay?
Okay, sorry.
He looks great in those colors, I'm going to say.
Yes, that's the lucky draw. But you know, honestly, you make fun of, you know, XTB just came out with that shit now, and this thing's been in fucking the works for 2 years now, man.
I know.
Zeta, oh fuck! I spoke too soon.
Zeta too busy fucking around with Toy World, whatever fucking drama they're doing.
You know what I was a little disappointed is we didn't see a combined mode, and we've seen pictures of the combined mode already, so there is one that's combined, but they didn't bring it to TFCon.
Yeah, I think there's an extra tax you have to pay.
I don't know what's going on.
Right,
steel over here.
What are you doing?
What'd I do?
Would you sneeze?
You scratch your ass at the microphone?
Are you swiping left?
I'm swiping my balls.
Nice. This is Planet X's Desaurus.
So this is really peculiar.
It is?
Because Desaurus wasn't in Fall of Cybertron. As far as I know, unless there was like maybe some concept art, and that's usually what Planet X does.
Yeah, usually they're doing the War for Cybertron series. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I didn't even put that two together.
But out of their lane, Jerry.
At the same time, nobody else has made Desaurus yet.
Well,
until you skip ahead a little bit.
We'll see later.
Yet.
Yet.
So
it looks pretty dope, though.
Get out the Impress Masters in the house. Side of Six Shot. Back of Six Shot from fucking Fans Toys. Sorry, guys. I did not have a chance to line these pictures up properly.
And
Has anybody been spying? Is there been any funny reflections in the glass?
I've been looking, but I didn't see anything that really stood out to me, so I really didn't enhance it. I
saw this one guy with a giant wedgie.
So this is going to be MMC's Bruticus with the body and a limb. To show you how big he is, the main body is going to be the size of MP10. So
look at that body.
It looks good, man. It really does look good, man. Like I said, I'm on the fence with the past releases.
Yeah,
I wasn't into DX9. I'm not really big into Zeta's single form for their bots, but the combined form looks good.
That's really what you're buying them for, though.
Yeah, but I don't know
that's the combined mode.
On Plastic Fanatics, we noticed that there's a guy just toting an MP10 around for every picture that
he had. Well, because that's the standard.
A measuring stick, if you
will. Here's a random picture of some hands and faces of the MMC.
RC.
RC. That's the MMC, right? Masterminds. And that's their reformat is, or whatever line. I don't know. They're making it complicated for me.
I think it's their Ox line, so it might be
the that perfection. Exclusive. These are the exclusives. From MMC for the con.
Yep.
No, I didn't see it. I'm only in one Transformers group anymore. So
there's more here. They did the.
Lost.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
Here's more of the exclusives. Here's more exclusives. Right. And guess what? Hova!
Audio listeners, we do love you. We're just trying to get through this.
Yes. There's Hova.
It's there. It exists.
It's coming. It does exist. It's actually. I thought someone bought the mold and going forward with it. But
thank you. You got it.
So you know, this would have been good if they didn't announce a re-release of the Make Toys Jazz.
Well, are you sure? Because wasn't he a letdown beat?
There's the guy letdown with the front.
This is you. I love you, Brian. Right there. Look. There's the guy. The MP10.
Smart. This dude's smart. Got his priorities straight.
There's more pics of Skylinks. I mean, it looks good.
Look at all them teeth.
I just didn't know that they're going to release them in two fucking parts. Let's see what the price point is. That's
not cool.
There's a guy got in the tote.
Yeah, he's digging in some totes. Well,
you know what? Here we go. And this goes to the fact that like, they split up Omega, and we were cool with that to save on shipping costs. So it's going to be the same. It's not an MP scale, but it's honestly, I don't know if I really want that fucking huge-ass thing. Where am I going
to
put it?
Well, do you think Skylynx is going to sell to the same capacity as Omega did, though?
No, I don't think so.
Hey,
so
that's, I got a suggestion.
But people have been wanting it.
Yeah, but if the first component doesn't sell well enough, how do we know we're going
to
get that
because
second?
Because you know why? They're probably going to say you have to buy both of them.
Oh, but,
get the one and pre-order the other one. There's some bull. Right. It's MMC. They'll pull some shit. You know they'll pull some shit.
Wait, how can one heavier box cost less or cost more than two lighter boxes in shipping? How is it actually saving you money to have it be two shipments?
I don't know, but maybe it's probably saving them money.
It's got to be.
Because, you know, Skylynx is one character. Even though they split into two, he was always one.
It's probably a way to get more money out of you, if anything.
Of course.
Because, yeah. I mean, it'd probably be far better to sell it just as one unit or whatever, but then they could probably hike it up maybe, just for sake of example, $10 a bot or whatever, just to get that extra little cash out of you.
You know, you fill up two shopping carts instead of one, so maybe you have double the chances of buying something else in the store.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Oh man, I'm $10 away from getting that free shipping. Let me buy another bot.
Yep. Bricks is making us woke, man.
Well,
wow. He's like, man, I do it with customers all the time, dude.
Woke's on the dollar.
Well, hey, man, you come into my store, you get a card for a free figure on your next trip to the store.
And that is $19.50 for that ad placement right here on the show.
That's right.
What's the name of that store?
Warminster Brick Shop.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm waiting for that PayPal to clear.
And cleared.
All right, good. Go ahead for it.
Mr. Brick Shop.
So this is the MMC's RC. I forgot her name. What's her name?
Bitch,
I'm not going to buy.
Bitch, you guess it.
I have no idea. What's the chat say? Anybody know?
I don't know. I can't see the chat.
Josh says this is going to be his RC.
Great for you.
Yeah, she transforms.
Was that Tilt?
Yep. She transforms to a foot.
He's going to get the one with one missing a leg.
True Starscreamer says it's Azalea.
Oh, really? So they're using the same name?
They're using the same name. That's really original.
They've been known to do that before.
That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah, they've also been known to use the same figure.
I mean, who honestly calls the shit Azalea or whatever outside of a review? It's just like, hey, it's the Meg Toys RC.
Is that Robert D named his daughter after that figure?
Here's the Vortex. You know, I think this is Pake. Because look at those nails. I think that's Pake holding these figures. So that's the MMC Vortex. And then once you see it in hand, you really get a grasp of its scale. Oh, boy. And looking at that face sculpt, and man, I don't know, man. I'm not. I like how they made the fists not parts forming, and it's part of the actual figure. That's rather unique. But I don't know if it does well on my eyes right here.
You
know
what I mean? Make toys.
Is it Make Toys? Whatever the fuck it is, Make Toys, and it's all the same fucking company.
Or no, MMC. I fucked up the joke because you said unique, and I was trying to play off of that.
So okay, yeah. Can this guy punch with the power of a kick?
Sure. He has a punch, and on the other side is the counterpunch.
You fold the fist down. Kick you with a fist.
You know, well, how are you going to beef on that, though, when you've got, like, some of the Hasbro stuff that's, like, a hollow, you know, waffly...
Whoa, who has Hasbro?
I'm just saying in general.
You're saying me, but...
It's a generalization, though.
But yeah, Hasbro's $20, this is $119.
You know that's not 119, is it?
I'm just generalizing. There's no, but honestly, I kind of like the gimmick. But yeah. Honestly, from my eyes, appealing wise, on the shelf, if I would put this in single bot mode, this would turn me off.
That's fine, Dust, because they're going to sell you an upgrade kit down the line. $50.
So, but honestly, looking at this more and watching a little bit more of the cartoons, and I'm not. Waving the fucking cartoon Toon Tickle flag here for me.
Yeah, you are.
This face and the way it looks is I like. I'm starting to lean more towards this set.
So can you look past his fist leg for the face?
Well, this fucking, I'll never see the face or the fist leg because it'll be in combined mode.
You're beating the tune tickle drum.
Yes.
So fuck the face and the fist leg.
But still, it's there. It's there. Face and the
All right.
You know what?
Yeah,
you know,
no, that looks badass. I like that.
You're laying in bed with a beautiful woman with nice tits, long hair, but she's got a cock and balls. But if you don't spoon with the bitch, you don't know she's got cock and balls. Does that make it any difference?
As long as she doesn't have a gunt. If she's got a gunt, that's no go.
So you'd rather no gunt than cock and balls?
If it's a big gunt, then you don't see the cock and balls, which could be dangerous.
Okay.
No gunt, no
pause,
go.
Pause. All right. What the hell is a gunt?
Come on, man.
Never heard that term before.
See, you know, I knew it was a mistake for you tonight.
What? I'm just bringing a... Never mind.
No. They want to know what a gunt is.
Let's do a visual here.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. I feel like I need to stop screen sharing so we can see. Are you going to use your hands at all? Is there any descriptive thing?
No. I won't do that. But let's just say you're a supermodel, right? But you're like a plus-size supermodel. Plus-size supermodel. And, you know, you have kind of a gut. And your gut is rather large. Extensive gut. And then you, let's just say you get rid of it. Well, you still have some floppy skin that could hang over into your lower nether region, therefore giving you a gunt.
So you rather have a cock and balls than an extra set of skin?
No, I'd rather have neither.
I'd
rather go the opposite direction and get something that's more normal without said cock balls or gunts.
Or gunts.
I'd rather be guntless and, you know.
You're saying like she's got like a slip and slide rolled up down under. Like if it was a hot summer day, she could just roll out the fucking the gunt.
This is the best way I can describe this for you.
You could fucking run and jump on a slip and slide with some water.
Here's your visual, folks. Listen, Return of the Jedi. No, this is better. Return of the Jedi. Jabba's Palace.
The fat
McCool. Droopy McCool. Look it up. Google is your friend. Use your Google machine. Droopy McCool. But picture Droopy McCool like on your lower region if you're a woman. Sort of, kind of.
Okay. Gross. I was just thinking like it would look like, you know. You ever see like one of those Looney Tunes cartoons where a hot, like Bugs Bunny gets dressed up as a woman and looking good and goes past like a wolf or something and the tongue just rolls out of his mouth? It just rolls down and it's like 6 feet long.
Yeah.
You know, that's a gunt. Okay.
It's like a target master. You got a gunt master.
All right. Shout out to the gunt masters out there.
All right.
On Tinder.
And now you know.
Now you know. Did you guys really want to know that?
I'm more learned right now.
Hey, man. You got to hang with us more often. Learn more stuff.
I'm guessing that's half of fist because there's one in each leg.
Yeah. That's
snap together.
It pulls out, it flips around, and connects together. I like it. It's a pretty cool idea, but it's not really too appealing to me if this was my single figure.
Well, like Dan said, they'll come out with just a single sheet of
a 3D printed kit that's going to cost you $60 shipped.
I see three screw holes on there, so it can have three little pegs. It goes in there. Just there you go. Done.
I have a feeling this combiner is going to be kind of small.
We'll see when it's done. It's the whole body is going to be the size of MP10, so. We'll see. I love this vehicle mode. This vehicle mode is the closest out of all of them. That's Vortex. Not Gore-Tex, Vortex. He's got a gunt.
Gunt. Flap.
So here's more of them combined here.
That looks really good. I like how that cleans up.
Very well.
I mean,
even though it doesn't do the parts forming here in the waist, this looks like it's beefy enough.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that? What was that other one that came out recently where it just didn't work as well?
DX9.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What the hell's behind him?
Oh, the G Creation Grimlock Throne, I think.
Oh yeah.
This is one of the exclusives from MMC. Was this a repaint of what?
Kind of dark drift
or some shit.
That's kind of dope. I like the way that looks.
Soft goods in the house.
Hell yeah.
This was their other one. Who's
That's a Thunderclash.
Thunderclash, yeah.
That's a badass figure.
Thunderclash is a great band name.
Like
80s cheese rock band. Thunderclash. That'd be awesome. Look for us. And this is their Sphinx cartoon mode.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I thought that was—I thought that was like a prototype.
I don't think they need
a prototype.
Look how great that looks! Doesn't the, all the Toon Tickles just fucking doesn't it look great? You just want it, Dust.
You know, I would dig the non chrome feet, but other than that, I kind of like some of the details that's on the other one.
Yeah.
So
it's crap.
And this is Fans Toys Quietus.
Fans Toys.
Haven't heard in a minute.
Fans Toys Laticus.
Yeah, so. See, they dropped the hey, new name.
Hey, Dust.
Yo.
So I got Elagos as a birthday present.
So
you got Elagos as a birthday present. Would you consider trading up for this or trading down for this or whatever?
We got the permission from the Jackal Squad that we can.
True. Well, I wasn't going to ask permission anyway. But I mean,
yeah, I would.
Do you like this better? I'm having a hard time deciding.
I like the XTB a lot. I like the look. You know where it does it for me with this figure is the legs. XTB is very the legs are very wide and bell-bottomy.
Bell-bottoms.
Yeah, man, his skinny jeans go all the way up to his tits.
Yeah, he's wearing high pants.
It's like MP36?
Yes, he's got the MP36 pants on. Man. And here we go with XTB Skids, man. You remember when I said I was done with season one? I am not. I forgot about Skids.
I forgot about Skids.
I know the lyrics, but that's all I got.
This thing looks good. I like it.
Movie lips, just a bunch of gibberish.
And that's all I have from the dealer floor. So do you want to stop screen sharing a little bit and discuss, or you want me to go right into the third-party stuff? Third-party panel.
That is a good question.
That is a
good
third-party.
What does the captain say?
Captain's taking a picture of his newest acquisition, so...
Captain's not paying attention as usual.
Captain's log, Stardate.
He's asleep at the wheel.
Oh, I think there's some cool stuff in there. Like, even though I've been out of the game for a while and I've sold most everything, it is always nice to see stuff.
I'm sorry, it's just how you said that. It's like,
he's
I don't give a fuck.
He's serious here, brother. He's got to be serious. And you just shit all over him.
It's just funny how he said it. I'm sorry.
No. It's always cool to see new reveals, you know, because that stuff's exciting. You know, I don't get on the same level I used to, but.
Yeah.
I think we saw a lot of cool stuff. You know, seeing the Deathsaurus was neat.
Yeah, but you know, honestly,
some of the combined modes are cool. But.
For me, and I know we haven't done the third party panel yet, and we're gonna go fly through it because it's a lot of pictures and
a lot of shit
we've seen before, and that's what I'm still saying. A lot of things we knew were coming out, a lot of things that we've seen pictures of already. There wasn't many ooh ah moments for me on the dealer floor. You know, that got me. I'm not really big into the Decessaurus and all that other shit. You know, but some of the things that I did see on the dealer floor, okay, they weren't all that. Where I got some ooh and ah was the third party pack, which is where we're gonna get into next. But it wasn't much because most of it is just renders and fucking stock picks. So.
For me, I was really surprised to see that Hoodlum. I thought that we would never see that.
Yeah, I mean, we all said that's never gonna happen.
And I'm trying to think what else. I would have liked to see more pics of that giant Prime.
There's videos out there.
Yeah,
there's reviews for it. So.
Yeah, but I don't want to see how marvelous and glorious it is. I want.
Well, believe. Just hit the mute button.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pre-production, so it's got some issues, and it's been around the world, and it lost some pieces, but hip hop reference this evening. Wow.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm a little heartbroken that MMC didn't recolor their Trailbreaker again and give us just him in another color for the exclusive. It's kind of sad.
I kind of think those MMC exclusives were a little more original than what they've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, at least they're
I mean the last homaging. Those other the last to the Tarn and the Thunderclash.
Dude, I like that Tarn. That thing was really cool.
Yeah.
Looks so those exclusives going to be at are they going to be the exclusives for the Chicago ones? Well,
most likely, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Last year we got different ones.
We didn't. They were all the same.
We got some additional ones, but they did have some of the same ones.
Yeah, like last year's.
So whatever's left over that doesn't sell, you know, either here or there or online, we'll likely see in, where are we going, Chicago?
Yes. Chicago.
So they'll put them up on pre-order at Plan Steel Express, and Ages 3 and up may get some. But last year, for instance, the Hot Rod, the purple Hot Rod, was at Toronto. And in Chicago, we got the bearded Hot Rod. So
got stuck in customs.
Yeah.
How they're getting stuck in customs. Brian, I know you're very limited of what you buy Transformers on. You love Transformers, but you love a certain look. You love certain characters. You're not into, hey, I need to complete a G1 line. I don't need to complete this line or that line. Anything from the dealer room right there, anything that you were like, pretty cool?
I guess I will say it was kind of cool to see the hoodlum, you know, just because heard about it for God knows how long. I'm a Hot Rod fan. But everything else, it feels like more of the same, you know.
And he likes the robot. Sorry.
All right.
Hot Rod. I'm sorry, dude.
I don't know, man. This is I just want to see something like Skylinks. That's kind of cool because it's different. It's unique.
Yeah. But you know what's going to happen? One person makes a Skylinks. Guess what? The floodgates are open.
I know, but they'll be first. Be first.
Yeah. So let's see the other eight other offerings that were going to be coming down the line. Bricks, I know there wasn't many beasts in there.
There was two Megatrons there, two Dragon Megatrons.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the pictures for it. I'm sorry.
I mean, I have them if you want me to share.
No, they're on the third party panel, I believe.
Okay.
We're going to do the panel next. I just figured we'd take a break from screen sharing.
Yeah, those are the ones that live I'll have a reaction
on
to.
Lovely faces and my small head. My small hat on my big head.
Is that a new black hat, Dust?
Yes, I'm going to take a picture of my black hat collection. I got to probably get like 7.
Awesome.
I'm like a cowboy from Westworld.
Is it a Brammer cowboy hat? That Brammer hat?
No, it's not a Brammer hat.
Westworld reference, that's cool.
Yes, of course. The original movie, by the way, not the TV show. Mm. All right, guys, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
You ready to go into Dan, you ready?
Oh, I was born ready.
Hey, Captain, can I go into screen share land? I hope you guys are ready for more screen sharing out there.
Make it so.
All right, we got to fly through this. We have fucking 40 minutes to do this. All right, we are going to share and click on that. And today... Folks, we are going to some of the friends of the realm. If anybody goes to the NJCC show, this is from W News at tw2005.com. I didn't have a chance to save the pics from this, so we're gonna have to do it this way. You guys see it?
All right.
And let me get my notes up. I have what we're looking at and.
Can you
it's gonna be pretty quick. So we're gonna go through this, and if there's anything you guys want to spend time on, please let me know.
Fuck?
This is the Harvey underscore Dent Project Monkey King that's coming out from Shanghai Animation Film Studio.
Sweet.
I don't know. This was in there. Why? Because
this was to clear out half the room in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Just imagine the comments from us. And I gotta tell you guys right now. I was watching the live stream of that, and it was the most boringest third-party panel. Now, I didn't hear one Realm. I didn't hear one Hail Hasbro. I didn't hear one joke. I didn't hear anything.
Was just so polite.
I didn't hear one. I'm going to wait for the Wei Zhang oversized. None of the good jokes that we normally do.
That shit was still so funny.
Blame Canada.
So shout out to Chicago. We're bringing the fucking puns back. Even though it's going to probably be the same exact fucking panel that we're looking at now, but we're going to make it fun again.
They're so nice.
Let's make TFCon fun again. So this is Monkey King, and then we're going to switch right into DX9.
Yeah. DX9.
And this is their Capone, which is their Motor Master. I love the names of this because all their Stunticons have like gangster names. Montana, you know, Capone. You know, really, really kind of original.
They got one named after Ray Liotta's character in Goodfellas.
Yeah, Henry Hill.
Henry, yep.
Henry, that's awesome, too. Man, that Motor Master looks fucking dope, man.
That is badass.
Oh, man. Clean. Look how clean the back of that figure is.
Don't pass me. I'm just so fresh, so clean.
Here. And this is the joke. This is a joke. This is their combined form. And yeah, the funny thing was, Brian was like, those arms though. So basically, this is what everybody's probably going to be doing. Your Motor Master is going to be a skeleton of the
medicine. Oh, okay. I thought that was completed.
No. That's
Jeez,
basically.
I'm like, what the fuck did they do?
This is showing Capone in combined mode. So basically, sort of like the Intimidator that came out from Fans Project.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be the full skeleton, and then you're just going to take the limbs on. And just attack it in, and that's going to give you that G1 cartoon look.
Like Megatron's there hanging out.
You just said that it occurred to me that he wasn't completely put together, because I thought this was completely put together.
I was actually trying to fuck with people on some of the groups, saying, "Nah, that's final." Buy that, but I don't know what that's going to be. Are the DX9? Are they just going to come apart in two parts?
Possibly,
I would imagine.
So, and I feel like all the other companies are going to probably follow suit.
Well,
so,
in order to be too inaccurate, I think they have.
Yeah, to. In order to make it work, period.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more of a parts former, and I'm okay with it. I'm not hateful about it. It just matters on who does it right. But looking at that Motor Master, man, wow, was very impressive.
Yeah, I'm not hating this combined mode. I think I didn't like it at first when they just showed a leg, but now that I see it like this, I mean. Yeah.
Well, they got to put that whole trailer somewhere, so this works.
Yeah,
it looks cool.
And
I don't feel like transforming that trailer. Jeez.
I know the DX9's a little out of scale, but supposedly this is only going to be 1 centimeter higher than the XTB combined.
Hey, so, that's all that matters, that it's bigger.
So here's Henry Hill. Hey, Henry! What are you doing, Henry?
You're out all night. You're a merry guy. Who stays out like that?
You know, I gotta get the hoof.
She's right,
you know,
Henry.
What do they call
you?
That thing? The paw, the hoof. The hoof. I gotta get it out of the grill. So there's Henry, which is Wild Rider. Nice sculpt. Nice.
That looks cool.
Not hating it. Yeah. Just the problem is it's overscale. These things are bigger than an MP car.
Huge
Transformers. There's some rendered colors. DX9's Ancestrod. This is another delve into the realm of kind of unique original designs.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Zord.
It's kind of like a beast form of Rodimus.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're getting a Rodimus Prime in beast mode.
Steven, you in for this?
I don't know, Dan. I think you're going for Zoids, not Zords.
Oh, that's what I meant. Thank you.
Oh, Zoids.
I can't decide yet if I want this or not. Like, I don't care about Hot Rod at all.
Well, but, you're more of an organic Beast fan, aren't you?
Not necessarily. I just like the Beast Wars characters, and I don't. This is Hot Rod, just looking like some kind of Zoid.
Well, originally when we saw the protos, the grays without color on it, we thought it was just going to be like a razor claw, like they were doing Predacons, like a stylized look at Predacons.
Now this is colored. It's very much Hot Rod, and I might be out.
I like the Beast. Brian, as a Hot Rod fan, are you in on it?
You know what? No. I like Hot Rod, but that stylized version just doesn't tickle me.
All right.
Here's we've seen the New Age. This is from New Age, like things that we've seen before. But this is their legend scale Bumblebee in all its other forms.
Is that Bumblebee? Is that the Bumblebee that everybody's liking? That one?
Yeah.
Flipper.
Yep, Flipper.
Don't even know her.
X2 Toys in the house.
Their logo sucks.
X2 Toys, things that we've seen before. They're doing a Prime.
It's better than Magic Square.
They're doing a Prime, and they're doing
hey, it's that guy.
This is their reserve soldier, and their reinforced soldier, and
we saw that last year.
Armored Train, yeah. If this is things that we've seen, I'm just gonna roll through. This finally came out. This fucking shit show didn't come out.
The train joins to Jetfire or something.
Make some armor.
Oh, dude, we're gonna have like a super combiner.
Shout out to X2 Toys. I'm keeping the film. This is Zhang Xing.
This is the one right here.
You decided out of the blue to go with a company named Zing Zing. Sorry. A little Chris Penn for you.
We just call him JX.
Oh, this is your boy right here.
Look at this.
This is the trans. Isn't this Transmetal Dragon Megatron?
Transmetal.
Yeah, 2. He's big as fuck.
Transmetal 2.
Dude, big as fuck.
Yes.
He's totally coveting that Transmetal 2 body. He's like, I can't wait to be a Transmetal 2.
Looks good. A lot of good scope work on this guy. Look at that.
Hey, Bricks, let me ask you something. Do you call it winged dragon or winged dragon?
I think winged works better for this.
I am also more of a winged type of person.
Who go sounds across the board?
400 degrees, 25 minutes in the air fryer.
So this is MP scale, according to the Beast Wars MPs, and he is only between $120 and $150.
Wow.
Oh, what a steal.
You're a diecast.
Dude, what if like that MP Megatron is so big and like these guys are making this like, oh my god, I didn't think they were going to make him that big. And he's like underscaled.
Ah, fruck.
I don't know. This guy's pretty huge. I think there's one picture somewhere of him next to something for scale.
Well, that's him in his triple change. This looks like one of the rides that was like at an 89 Carnival.
Yeah.
You know, it's like next to the exactly Scrambler. It's like the way they played old disco music and went around in a circle and shit.
He looks like when the dog sticks his head out the window of the car.
That's right. And that's everybody's in there trying to get to second base with fans' toys.
Yeah. All right, Magic Square. I'm just going to keep this rolling, guys. We got a lot to unfortunately talk about. Magic Square, who we've heard rumors of who they actually are, but we know this is out already, so we don't really need to speak. These are legend scale Transformers, by the
fire,
way.
Fire.
These look good.
Yeah, very MP, man. Very fucking masterpiece.
I watched a Mast reviewer's review, and the transformation was really fucking cool.
For legend scale, this is pretty fucking on point, man. I do say. This is their red cannon, which is their sideswipe. Very MP-esque. Very reminiscent of the MP. Look at that. It's got the wide chest. It's got the same legs from the Takara right there. So for all you fanboys who can't afford MP, you can...
That's clean looking, too.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
And their sideswipes. Anybody here do Legends class?
I have some Iron Factory stuff that I'm thinking about boxing up and selling on and August NGCC. 19th or whatever.
Shout out to NGCC. It's right around the corner.
Blame Patrol.
Yeah, man, I'm just going to fly through this, man. You know, I don't really include too much Legends class in my Transformers news because I know that's not what we do on the panel. I don't feel that we have to be one of those, you know, completists, but...
I know. I watch other shows for it.
Yeah, exactly. But for today, I'm going through this right here. Shout out to TFW 2005.
Steel Lucifer.
Didn't we see this right? This is old, right? This is all still old, right?
This is a repaint of their... They had made a red one for Prime, and they repainted it, and there's a white one and a purple
Prime,
one.
Ryan, that's why you're here, man. Keep it going on. What's
now, this is, they made a Bruticus, and now this is the recolored Bruticus called Ruination, I believe.
Oh, okay. From the Armada, or what was it?
That was Robots in Disguise.
The R.I.D. One. Yeah, the R.I.D.
They were actually like auto...
Car Robo!
Yeah, that's what it is. Car Robo.
Super Fire Convoy! Transform!
That was awesome.
You remember that, man?
Yeah.
When I bought that fucking thing, I was like, oh my god, they're making robots that turns into cars again?
Right. Shout out to Outer Limits.
Outer Limits in Clifton, New Jersey. How much? $90? And what was that? $2,000? I was like, I'm in. Yep. And that's when it started back then.
Yep.
Catastrophe.
Yeah, man, I'm just flipping through this because they
changed the spelling on it. Oh. With a Y, and then the first one's with an E.
Oh, Kromdor called it Baldigus. Maybe it's Baldigus?
Baldigus.
Yeah. Baldigus, that's why I'm wearing
it. Shrike's Feather.
Who's Shrike?
Shrike's Feather. That's. I think I went to that. It's like right off the Grand Canyon. it's a little spot where they have a little lake. You know, they call it Shrike's Feather. You know.
Baldigus.
Amethyst.
Amethyst.
I don't know what they're doing here. Is this just a repaint of Rainmaker? Yeah, Rush Beat is their jazz.
We got a jazz.
I'm going to name a new beat called Rush Beat.
I like it. This.
You like it? This? Like it? This enough to buy it?
A lot.
Like it.
Now, they're very stylized.
Very they're IDW style.
Yeah, these are
DEC. Like they're doing the DJD. Yeah, you know me.
JD.
So if you want a Legends class DJD, they're on their way.
I think these combine too, if you're into that. But I mean, this is a dope looking little set.
What would the DEC be like? The Decepticon Extinguish Clan or something?
Yeah.
Up and coming silhouettes. I don't give a fuck a bus, and I'm not going to buy a Tron, and who gives a fuck a, I don't know, whatever, and up your ass a bus.
Those DJD bibbers.
Up your ass a bus prime.
Those DJD bibbers combine, I believe.
Yeah, they do. He just do it. We've seen it.
All right.
We've seen it
before. Is that it right there?
No, they combine into a big version of the one guy.
The Torn, yeah. They combine the Torn right here. Brian, you into Legends class?
No.
This looks like they're doing Hound, Wheeljack, maybe a Bumblebee or a Cliffjumper with the horns. And
he's got a big gun, though. Must be Cliffjumper.
Yeah, it's a red background. This. It's probably Cliffjumper.
It's a nice to see
Cliffjumper.
Yeah. Oh, Mirage. Look, it's got the square around it. It's got the invisible.
Ew, look at that.
Yeah, oh, look at that. They're giving it away in the back. Look, you got the star for Hound. You got the face mask for Wheeljack. Oh, look at that. We figured it out. I almost got away if it wasn't for you meddling kids. We figured it out. And coin. That fucking kills right there.
Hell am I missing?
You don't remember Scooby-Doo? The old Scooby-Doo cartoons?
Not that closely.
Oh,
busted.
Nobody on the panel remembers the noise that just came out of that guy's mouth.
I don't know, man.
I vaguely recall it.
Let's hear it again one more time.
Wow,
that's
like a ghost.
All right.
Yes,
use your Google machine. Look it up. Villains of Scooby.
Yeah. This is Make Toys Cross Dimension Buster Wing. Dun dun. Wow. Dun dun
dun. Dude, are they making it like a Nemesis color first?
Yes, sir.
I like it.
This is for all you guys who buys bad Transformers.
Dude, this thing's crazy awesome.
This is their Rioter Galvatron, which is their Galvatron.
Wait,
now this is their stylized.
That's cool, but that's the IDW.
Yeah, isn't it? No, this is their this is their own. They're creating their own universe. It's all stylized. Yeah,
that head's definitely IDW.
And yeah, that's an IDW.
Just the head. But is that an IDW foreskin on the cannon?
And this is their hot rod. The remaster series, we are going to finally complete our headmasters from that.
Man, didn't we see like a prototype of this thing before?
Yeah, a while ago. So it's kind of weird. Why would they show us this rendered?
Because it's being junk. Reformatted.
They're still developing it.
That's MFC.
So damn
fans weird. Projects back in the house.
Whose house?
Fans house. Finally giving us that ape face that we needed to finish the headmasters, right? That was the last one we needed, correct?
I thought that was Snapdragon.
That's ape face.
That's ape face.
Because he looks like an ape.
But did we get a Snapdragon too?
He looks like an ape too.
I don't know. I mean, it's been so long since I fucking collected Chug Scale Transformers. I don't remember.
No, these are like your old school G1 stuff, isn't it?
No. Yeah, Chug Scale. I don't do Chug. Chug is dead.
No.
Brian, just shh.
Yeah,
no, this is their. Remember back when they were doing what the fuck?
The Dinobots.
The toy is Chug. I was thinking of
Chug Scale. They were doing what was it? What was the Headmaster series that they were doing when they first came out? Fans Project.
Yeah, what were they? Called?
They were really so dope. You had fucking Bobby just did a video on their past. Oh, fuck, I can't remember, man. But it don't matter to me anymore. But
doesn't matter.
Yeah, their brainstorm was cool, and
the weird quadruple U, and the whole way they packaged it was so incredible. And that clamshell with the box that opened to the side, really, really, really nice. And I don't know what the fuck we're looking here from Non-F.
These are like upgrade. Non-F does a lot of upgrades.
Is that the Function X?
Sam M said Function X.
Oh, it's just a bunch of rifles and shit. All right, we're going to rifle right through this and keep it moving.
How do I know that?
Fans hobby. We've seen this before. We've seen.
Oh yeah,
this
where are these guys at, dude? I mean, come on.
Double right. Evil. There. Who is this? Is this Overkill?
Overlord. Yes.
Overlord. Overkill. Whatever. I've been reading a lot of Spawn comics. Oh.
And this is ginormous.
Huge.
Hey, FYI, this will not fit on Detelf.
Double Evil.
TFCon last year.
Now what is? Yep. The, yeah, this is the shit that's rehashed. Which I don't like. I don't think the fact that they, you know, I mean, if you haven't released something that you fucking put out like a year earlier to say it's coming out and it's still in the same.
They just want to remind you to bully you.
Yeah, but you know what? We don't need it. We don't need it sitting in that panel, man. Just my honest opinion.
Remember things.
That's why we have shows like these. Yeah. All the shows in the Cool Table Network.
They're making this trailer. We saw the prototype of the trailer last time.
Yeah, Ryan, take it away. Wait, I'm going to keep it rolling here. Fextobby, which is part of
Hobby.
It's part of the other hobby that we just saw. I don't know what the fuck this is. What am I looking at?
That's Owl 1, 202, Owl 1, 303, Owl 1.
War series.
So this looks like armor for Veritex.
Operations Weapon Laboratory.
Like, look at the back. If you go to the back, that's the super Veritech armor. You see the rockets in the back?
It's awesome.
At the top.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very, very. I see it. You got the jet fire things. Bad Cube.
I thought that was interesting. So you just fast forward.
Hey, we're pressed for time here. We got 20 minutes.
All right, well, you want to talk about geese again?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, talk about it.
All right. Oh, we're back to this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want you to talk shit about me behind my back.
Oh, no, I'm talking into your face.
Oh, great.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be done? All right.
It's supposed to be.
So, Bricks, I know you're into Robotech. Does this excite you at all?
Kind of.
I'm kind of curious. What does this combine with? Or does it come with all the bots? I don't know.
What's that stuff from the last slide?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what this is all about. Dude, we need something.
We're going to have to wait till next year when it comes out.
Didn't you guys cover this on Saturday?
I don't think so. But you can move on now. That joke was
killed. There is something inside of it.
It was worth it just for the joke. This is coming out next year.
All right, next.
Maybe it looks like it's one figure, and this is the armor for it? I don't know. Somebody in the chat has to know.
I'm digging it.
That's bad.
But going through the Bad Cube, we've seen these already, and their new Nature's line, which is their play on some robots.
Oh, we get to color them all in.
Yes.
One at a time.
I saw pictures of that already, so I'm going to keep going on. I still need that Huff, man. A Huffer.
You still don't have that?
No, I still have the original Cubex, and I really like it, but...
I thought someone made you an offer for that Cubex.
I haven't seen him in like a month or two.
What is that? Oh, Poseidon Noir. Meh.
Yeah, this is TFC, so is it... They still function.
This is stupid.
Their Nemesis version of their Poseidon Noir, which is their Siacons.
Oh, he's French.
Didn't we see this before? Wasn't this?
Oh, so go back this one real quick. Yeah, so they also have one that's all black plastic and no color whatsoever.
So like KFC style.
Yeah, and it's limited to 100. So we're assuming we were talking Blastic Fanatics. This is the first 100 that went off the assembly line. Incorrect. So they're selling it.
So 100 of them got fucked up, and they're
that's right.
They forgot the purpose.
Oh man, I should have just fucking grabbed some pics.
This is good. Ugh.
This is great.
Works out that carpal tunnel, man.
What's that?
Works out that carpal tunnel.
Yeah, this is their Satan.
Satan.
So they're making what? Abominus then, right? Is that what this is?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah.
This Trumpinus.
Sinner Twin, the Ripper Snapper. Right? Am I right?
Correct.
Beelzebub.
Sure. Beelzebub.
And they're TV Joe Prime.
They, man, Sinner Twin looks like two hot dogs in one bun.
Look at this. They're going with the Diaclone look here.
Yeah, man. It's sized for Diaclone. But, very playable. Dude, I like this thing a lot. I just wish it wasn't $180.
Wow.
Yeah.
TFC,
man. Look at Roller.
Picture him.
Picture him rolling.
This looks his prime. It's different. Something new.
He's awesome looking, man.
Something new, but I could see this coming out in 13, 14, 2013, 14, you know?
Looks done.
Not something, you know, but I'm just saying this is something that would have came out then, not now, with the whole with the whole parts forming and building, you know, building guns and shit like that. And
it's kind of like that Diaclone reboot.
Yep. Yeah, man, I dig it.
Mass toys.
The crowdfunding campaign.
Crowdfunding campaign came through. We're getting their Seekers.
Did they get all the way funded?
I saw somewhere that they did.
Last week, they're at like 60-something percent.
These are going to be the Cybertronian jet versions.
I thought you were going to say 60-something dollars. That's how much funded they were.
I think this is...
So you get all six?
I saw a picture from... Maybe it was included in the pictures I had from the show, but it's a pretty big fig, man. It looks pretty good, but that's not the... The jet that I want, man. That's more of a War for Cybertron look.
Yeah,
It's like a Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Colonial Viper.
So say we all.
We're taking pledges.
So, and I mean, this is a great way to generate some extra income for your company. Is they're making a Decepticon Megatron throne to throw at you.
Accessories, man. You got to get those accessories going.
You remember back in the day we used to have like the Impossible Toys, fucking Energon cubes and shit like that. Like all that shit. We used to eat that shit up back with the Chug stuff. So
I found a whole box of them. I'm selling.
Yeah, I still have them. They go for a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah? I got the ones that like you have to put them in the sun and then they glow.
Oh, no. I had the one with the batteries. Just light up, turn them on, light them up.
I would have much rather had those.
Yeah, I think I paid like $20 for the set, and they're going for like $80, $60.
Sell.
Yeah, I don't know. I like it in my fucking.
Oh.
So it's animation accurate. I don't remember this. Maybe there was an episode where he was sitting on a throne. I don't recall, but.
Well, which animation though? Were they talking G1 or are they talking like Armada? Because there was like an Armada throne that Megatron sat on up on the moon.
All right, this is a lot of the same shit here, and I know you guys like. You guys like this, but I'm going to just roll through this real quick because time is getting short here. Rustable Bastards, they're doing a whole bunch of new lines here, and I know we have a lot of guys in the realm that love these dudes, but...
Dude, yeah, and these bike dudes are like modeled after or homaging the Insecticons. I thought that was kind of neat. And then the Turtles.
Those are Turtles.
Yeah.
So Yamazuki sounds like a motorcycle.
Repaint. So whatever you like in the realm of collecting, you'll get a repaint of it.
Yeah. I like these dudes right here.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Little guy in there.
Variety, man. Some good variety.
So
spice of life.
Did you ever jump on them, Bri?
Yeah, I did, and then I sold them.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Too
Steel, excuse me, Steel.
No, I thought about it. Thought about it, but I've got too much going on right now.
And Brink said, I bought them and sold them.
Yep.
Wow, really? I was
enthralled with making money that weekend, so I just sold everything I had.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm flipping through these pretty quick. It just looks like it's all the same fucking picture.
Yeah. Brink, did you sell them at peak?
I sold them for cost to a fellow Realmer.
That's cool.
Planet X, Vojoice. Who is it? Vojoice.
And Mars. That's an Ironhide. I recognize that. I get that reference. And then there's the Deathsaurus.
The Saurus from Planet X.
That we saw in the case, right?
That's Isomos. Yeah, this is the one that we saw earlier. So this is a little bit closer pics.
Is Menios.
Isomos and Menios.
Osmosis.
So that's what they're. And it's still like you said. It's kind of weird, like they're coming out of the blue because I don't remember him any of the games. Also, so
I really like the way those wings open.
Yeah.
Clean. Oh, they got those little hinges on them too. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I like
very very Zoid, very Gundam.
Zeta, purr in the house. More their aerial butts.
Oh man, Slingshot is catapult. Good name.
Nice. Silver Arrow.
Hey, look at that robot on the bottom.
Down thrust. That's usually me after 45 minutes. On a down thrust. Catapult. Yeah, man, these, you know, the fucked up thing is everybody was all in until Fans Toys fucking revealed.
Yeah, and then we still haven't seen shit from them.
Well, I mean, I really think Fans Toys is overrated, man.
A lot of people start to think, and you know, I feel the same way with certain things, and it's kind of the way they do their business and their business practices. And if I would love for Fans Toys to make me eat crow, to say, to make me, you know, like, oh, sure, coming such and such 20 years from now, it's never going to happen. They're just putting this out because another company, four other companies are doing the same thing. So they want people to say, I'm going to wait for Fans Toys. You know what I mean? And I will really be that dude to be like, you know, I'm honest. Like, you know, yeah, like, I never thought Hoodlum was coming out. And I don't know, until it's in pre-order, like in a box on my way to my house. You know what I mean? I'm still going to be very weary.
The release date is December this year.
For yeah, I'm going to still be very leery with them until yeah.
December. You said,
yep.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, we saw, when's the Blur coming out? When's you know, the Blitzwing is put on the fucking chopping block for now until they could redesign it. All these other figures that they've been talking about for 2-3 years from now. You know, I don't know what's going on here. And speaking of Hoodlum, there he is. Dun, dun, dun.
And regardless of what you just said right there, dude, it does look nice, right?
Yeah, it looks dope. I mean, I didn't think this figure was going to come out, but I still sold my Takara a year ago because I wasn't happy with it. Yeah. I couldn't look at it on my shelf anymore. I'm like, all right, I got MP09. That's going to be my Rodimus. Hot Rod doesn't exist anymore.
Right.
You know, and that's how I wanted my shelf.
And granted, everyone hates Hot Rod. Isn't that right, Steel?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Judd Nelson and I disagree.
Oh.
Yes.
But here he is with the, with the gang, man. Does Judd
Nelson care, though?
Oh, he cares.
With the gang, man, he looks really good.
Yeah. All right. That looks... It's that head, though. I don't know about that head. I don't know. I guess any head is...
Right there. Look at that. There's the tickles right there. Still think Springer's too tall, but that's just me.
And hey, it has
a replacement face to be a little bit older, look like Rodimus.
Mm. There you go.
And relax, people. He doesn't have extensions anywhere. This is the MPP-10V, the Voyager.
Pulled the okey-doke on you.
So if you guys have a Chug collection and you want a Rodimus Prime, you can put the old-school face on it, and it scales with your Voyager class.
Okay, that's kind of smart.
So that's why they did
options,
that.
Man,
yeah,
options.
There's no extensions anywhere to make it taller. Everybody's like, oh my God, he's going to turn into a Rodimus. No, he's not.
Turns into a Chug Rodimus.
Chug Rodimus.
Chugimus.
Yeah, Chugimus.
Chug these nuts.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty, and so pretty and witty and nothing. Nothing like that with that pose.
You didn't finish there, Dust.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to get... I didn't want to get... Called a bully. We've seen these before, but you know, Fans Toys is now stunting on their Stunticons, you know, after DX9 said they're coming out with theirs and XTBs were selling so well. Then we get these guys out of nowhere, and look how fucking big they are.
They're big. Super yeah. big.
I don't know, guys. As much as I really like the things, maybe XTB is going to be for me. I'm going to see that set out.
Yep.
Hey, we got to fight. For your right to party.
To bully.
Oh, I see what you did there. I was just looking at the stance these guys were in. But
do you think they're singing the Bully Bully song?
Looks great. Of course, Fans Toys always looks good. Renders on the cars for some reason.
Wasn't Hoodlum like FT-17? And this one's 31?
Yeah, we spoke. Brian, did you see these yet?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. We have Brink, and then we have Steel. I'm sorry, guys. I got to renders for the cars. So, oh, God. Zowie. Wow.
Pow. Wow. Let's see.
Warpath.
Renders. I'm tired of renders.
Renders. Why is this renders? Shout out to Render.
I just pulled this render out of my ass.
Shout out to Render. I just swiped left on Render.
Render. I hardly know her.
Render. I don't hardly know.
Render. Left at the corner.
This to me, man, this is what I always wanted. I liked the Bad Cube, but I always felt it was too big and it was too bulky and chunky, but it's
real.
Served its place. Yeah, well, yeah, it's in hand, but it served its place for a while. But I really think this guy looks fucking incredible.
Looks good. I will take, yeah, man. I will
concede. When? Oh, man.
Who knows when?
I think this might be, you know, remember how like Sea Spray, like, I don't even, did we even see like much from Sea Spray and all of a sudden it was out?
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it was like, all of a sudden it just came out. It was like, boom, pre-orders are there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So maybe these mini bots, maybe they're just going to fucking snake them through real quick in between.
Did you guys see a lot of hate on this? Like the Stunicons definitely saw some hate on, but this one people are like, hey, all right. You're either in or you're out, but there wasn't a lot of complaining, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there was a lot of complaining from people that didn't want to spend another $100 because they had Bad Cube already.
Yeah.
You know how you get those guys.
I like my Bad Cube.
You know, it's cool, but
yeah.
I'm fine with my Bad Cube.
Yeah. Yeah, but usually they'd be complaining like, why couldn't they give us something we don't already have? And then this one.
Yeah. Honestly, it is something that some of us don't only had because not everybody could afford the oversized price that this guy was going for, the Bad Cube. Mm. Bad Cube was going for a pretty pretty because there was no reissue for quite a long time. So if you wanted to sell a figure for almost your regular retail, that was a guy to sell. But everybody was afraid to do it because they didn't think anybody else was going to tackle it. Mm. You know what I mean? So here you go. So look at this. The teasing of a Beachcomber and Brawny.
Yeah, I've been looking at my Arcos, and
I like my Arcos, but there's things I don't like about my Arcos. There's things that I used to love about my Brawn, but I really hate about it now. So I think I'm not to the point where I could get rid of my Bad Cubes.
You really loved him too. You were high.
Yeah,
on
I did,
him.
Man. Yeah, I thought it was dope for 2013.
I was high on Brawny.
Shout out to paper towels. SND, I don't know what the fuck we're looking at here.
Anybody? Upgrade kits for Combiner Wars Prime.
I thought we were over when it came to fucking fan swaps. I was like, all right, man, we're done.
Yeah.
Keep it on. Move along.
Speaking of fans toys taking forever to put shit out. God damn, these guys have been taking forever.
How long has this been? This is old news, right?
Yeah, this is like, was it War for the Primes, Prime Wars, whatever?
Combiner Wars.
That's the one. Yeah.
All right, let's go a little bit of XTB, one of the bigger names.
Keith.
And Toro, which we've seen before. Olay.
Olay.
Many shades. You know, I was looking on fucking Google. Capriamozzo. If you look at it, it's Italian for many shades of yellow.
hey, Dust, let me ask you about your red one. All right. Yeah. Are the shades of red okay on that one? Or
Yes. I mean, you do see the difference between when it's die-cast and the plastic,
yeah.
But it's not hateful like on some other things. Not like that guy where you can see right through it. This guy's got more shades of fucking yellow than gray.
Shades of death. Yes. Shokazuki.
Shokazuki. Again, these are just the renders for these guys. I really wish they would have showed us more. And they're still going with their Springer. I think the Springer Wars are over, but you know, hey.
Yeah.
Who's X-Transbots?
Yeah, this is XTB. Yeah, New Cup. They've been talking about this probably as long as those head-on kits were.
Yeah, they dropped Cuphead rumors or renders. God, that's me 3-4 years ago.
Yep. We saw this guy crack up, really good figure, Crack Rock. See, to me, looking at this picture with Megatron, these scale better than the DX9, which is almost the size of Megatron.
Yeah, and then
my opinion.
The fan toys are even taller in DX9.
Yeah, yeah. So it just depends on you and what you remember, what you saw when you watched the cartoon.
Yeah, because these guys are not in a Sumbo chart. So
yeah, you have to really go back and watch the episodes and come up with your own thoughts on that. Savant, which we've seen before, and KFC, which is a branch off, and they're still coming out with their Junkions, man.
You notice it said KFC since 2013.
Yeah, it's still the same fucking renders. And what the fuck is this?
This is
that's new.
Dreadwing and Dead something. Dead Wing and
Dark Wind.
Oh, okay. Those are the ones that go the combiner ones.
Yep.
They go ass to mouth. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know they were doing that. Nice, I got that.
The
Toy World all over the place, like a bad rash. You know,
we need another Galvatron.
Yeah, let's get some fucking Adderall to these guys because they definitely got ADD. They're all over the place. They're buying fucking designs left and right. Here's a little Jazz. I don't know too much about it. Is this their dive into the Legends class, or is this going to come with your, or maybe it's coming with their limited constructor.
Comes with their gift set. Wow, that'd be nice.
Yeah, maybe it comes with the gift set. And we saw this earlier. Their Motor Master with the Combiner Wars and all that other shit. And Giga Powers finally coming out with their Grimlock. I'm sorry.
Close.
I have another one. I'm trying here, boys. I'm trying.
Man, I still miss that second one, that Snarl. I need to get him.
Dude, they started this fucking when Fans Toys started, and Fan Toys has been done for years.
To be fair, Fan Toys has made more characters, too. They've only Dinobots.
Now, you like these guys, right, Steel?
I love them. Yep.
Looks good, man.
Looks really good, man. If you overscaled and a little bit more stylized, man. If you like that look, that bulky body, crunchy, bunchy, boxy. I tell you what, they nailed the head first out of the batch instead of fucking Fans Toys. Yeah. Maybe that's why it took so long. Like, yeah, Fans Toys fucked up. We gotta make that head a little smaller. They went back and redid that. MMC in the house. Purr, 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 you DJ defense.
Ah, Tartar.
Purr, robots taking selfies in the house. Oh, man, how much further we got with this?
Keep hitting that button.
All right, I think MMC is the last batch, but...
Maybe.
I don't want to rush it, but...
No, that's cool. I'm glad they're doing this set for all those that need them.
Yeah, I'm glad they're... Are they finally finishing it?
Well, they have, what, two more dudes to do, which are the biggest ones, so... That's one of them. I don't know who that is.
That's Guzzle. What the fuck that is.
Yeah, then there's that other
Guzzle. Is Guzzle right here?
Guzzle or the other one?
What's this right here?
Yeah, the guy. He had like two names in the comic.
Yeah, Fisticon or Fistatron.
Yeah, Fizzitron and the other one. Yeah.
And shout out to fucking Lenny, man. He's got a fig named after him. This is MMC's version of Desaurus called DZF.
Man, whose dick is he sucking for that?
Yeah. Wow. You know, Len, I didn't say that. It was Dan the Destroyer that said that. He was a herald. He's a herald of Galactus nuts. But yeah, they're doing theirs, and I think you know.
And then there's the other. Yep.
Looks that's good. Cool. Looks good, and they're doing a Diatlas. This is Diatlas, right? Diatlas.
Yeah, that's gonna be badass.
Shout out to Diatlas. Diatlas. So, you know, MMC, you know, everybody's been bitching about them about their repaints and doing stuff. Maybe this is what's paying for the good stuff down the line, man. So if you're very happy with what they do, just support your companies, man. And
Skylinks funded by repaints.
Yep. And here we go with their Perfection series, which is going to be their Combaticons. We've seen some of these already. So Swindle looks pretty damn good. And these are just, of course, artistic drawings.
Silhouettes.
Lorettas. And these are the ones that aren't out yet, so it's very dark. And that's the end of the third party panel. Look at that. Almost at the buzzer. And I'm sorry to rush you guys. I'm
Dust,
sorry.
I got that reference, so the Loretta.
Loretta, you got Loretta?
Oh, man. Yeah, he's my favorite character from Cheers.
Yes.
What the fuck was that? Yeah,
by far.
Someone's got the T-Pain out. Man. Somebody's T-Paining. And I really want to apologize to the chat, man. We didn't mean to fly through that reel there real quick, but, you know. You guys already seen it. We all talked about this in the message boards in the Facebook groups and between ourselves on Instagram and through personal messaging. So keep the conversation continuing. If you want to discuss any of these items, please swap over to the Facebook group, the Realm of Collectors Facebook group, and keep it moving, man. Keep talking, man.
Yeah.
Or, you can agree to disagree, and it can be on the friendly level, and you can still get your point across. Yep. Don't cry and talk about boxes. You know what? Because you know when you talk about boxes after 24 hours, guess what? You get that phone call.
Yep.
Yo, he's gone. What do you mean? He's gone, and that's that. There's nothing we could do. Okay. And he's gone. Motherfucking God. All right. Shout out to Goodfellas. So.
Oh, that's good stuff. Yeah, man. Dude, when he was beating up that phone booth, man, that's a powerful scene.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
They fucking whacked him.
That's a De Niro. That's a De Niro frown right there. Yeah, squinty eyes. That's a good De Niro frown. All right, real quick, let's get this. I'm going to keep it going here since Dan's falling asleep. Let's get this chat squad.
I'm here. I was just waiting. I was on the conversation roll. Brian Brink. Let's know who's in the chat tonight.
All right, let's do it. We had Chad winging them in here. KJ Smith, Sportimus. By the way, Sportimus says when he goes to the Caribbean, he looks for booty. No, nothing on that. Sorry, Sportimus, not a funny joke. All right. NecroHer was in here, EE Prime 20. We had Danny V, who, by the way, says that when we all laugh on the panel, it reminds him of the Quintessons from the 86 movie. You know how they spin around?
No, how dope it would be to get one Quintesson with all our faces on
it. Rogue War 71, Jesse James. Cadimus Prime was in here. Mervin 48. Gabriel, Jedi Mindset, KJ Smith, Knight of Ren, BZ Fresh, Sunday Heat, Energon Addict. We had Tilt in here. Josh F.
What up, Tilt?
Walter was in here. Lord Shadowkeeper. Kromdor. Shoki was in here. Master Skinny Toys. Brad D. Hosea. Yucca Farmer. A Frog.
Yucca. It's Yucca.
Yucca. Farming,
shout
farming
out to Energon Addict on the men.
Say Master Skin Toys.
Master Skinny Toys. His name's Vinny. Frogman 78. Soundwave Will. We had Big Dom in here. Ralph the Vendetta. We had Chuck in here. Noble Young. Hurricane BX. Hunted Child. Nick Brammer.
Happy anniversary, Bram.
Silver 4 Golf. Eric B, David, the true star screamer.
I thought he was to say Rock Kim. A lot of hip hop references tonight.
Riverbots, Cabalta, Daltinians, TFs. We had Abraham in here. Art Pipe, Lucas B, Deluxe, Jita. We had Charles, Adrian from Australia, Paul S, Sam M, Mark, Mark 44 Prime. Master Hoarder.
The 44 King. 45. Another hip hop reference. I'm sorry.
Let's see. We got Gabe Infinity Watch. JH4073, Jarius Om7, and PF Ferguson 19. Thank you all for coming in here.
Yeah, thank you guys.
Chatting it up.
Hope you liked our quick summarized version of the Canadian TFCon.
The abridged version.
Oh. And just to close out, fuck the guy who stole that dude's money.
Yeah, man.
Group of people, wow. Fuck all of you.
Did you hear this?
No. What happened?
I didn't.
One of the artists that were there. What, I forgot his name.
Nick Roche.
Oh, the Roche. Yeah, Roche. The Roche. The Roche. Someone was at his table, and they were keeping him engaged in conversation, and they took his money from the day.
Oh, that's fucked up. Come on. Yeah. Somebody had to have seen that.
And he posted about it. And and shout out to TFCon. Some of the vendors that were there started putting what were they, like little medals and certain things out there to purchase, you know, and all the money was going towards the artist.
Right.
And people were, there was a PayPal that was put out and people were putting money into there. And, you know, and that's exactly when I heard the news, I just said, you know, come on, TFCon, you got to do something about this, you know, and it was so good to see that the next day that, you know, everybody came together and, you know, knew what they had to do.
Yeah. They ended up putting a booth out there on Sunday.
Yeah. I think. Yeah. People. I just think whoever was selling all the exclusive, every dealer that was selling exclusives could have took 5% and just slid it his way. That was just me.
Are you saying that they'd be choosing to do the right thing?
Yeah.
That'd be very prime of them to help out.
But you know, I'm really glad that this, and he was like, at first he was like, when he was putting his comments, I'd like, I'm not asking for donations. I don't want to be that guy. You know, and then a lot of people were stepping up to his booth the next day and getting some commissions done and buying some prints. So what a great, you know, that just shows you what this community and, you know, has fucked up with this. And I saw someone else say that there was a ring going from convention.
A ring.
Going to convention, and doing these things. So, you know, when it comes to... when it comes to Chicago, watch out. There's going to be a lot of realmers with their eyes open.
Yeah, and I mean, if you are a vendor at one of these shows, or if you're a vendor at any show, dude, keep your head on a swivel and watch your money, man.
Annie last year said a couple of things walked away too.
Yep.
And when you get that much of a crowd coming in with that area and having shit out there like that, just someone turns their head for a second and, you know, get his attention. And then the other person just scoops it up and walks, man.
Well, if you'd like to hire ROC Protection for your next media event.
Yes. We are open. We are there, man. The R team. Realm is in the house, man. We will keep our fucking eyes open, and we are deep
deep in that ass.
Deep in that ass. And talking about asses, why don't we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, let's do it. I'd like to thank our guests tonight, Mr. Rolling Steel and Mr. Bricks on the Dollar Clutch. Steel, why don't you tell us where you're at, what you're doing, and how things are going?
Well, right now I'm in Dust's living room, and you can probably find me on Tinder, and I don't know, Ronan Steel on Instagram. Find me at some sort of convention, and that's it. Thanks for having me, Rolling Steel.
Nice to be in there, man. Second appearance.
Yep, there we go.
I might be back if I don't get banned. Maybe.
Might happen, man. We're members of the crowd are dropping like flies here in the summer stand-in event, as we'd like to call it.
All right, Bricks.
Hey, you find me everywhere. Bricks on the Dollar, hopefully going to TFCon. If anybody's driving from the East Coast, I don't feel like flying this time. Maybe I'll drive with you. Who's driving? Anyway, whatever.
And if you're in his area, go buy some Lego.
Right.
I booked my fucking flight.
I haven't. All right. Brink.
You can find me, Brian Brink, in the Facebook groups at Brinkalizer on Instagram. And that's it. Maybe here for a little while. Unbroadcasted.
Yeah, you're going to do an unbroadcasted? Because I'll put the link out. I will not be there, but I will be there after the Cobra Live show if anybody's around. So should I put the link out?
Yes, you should.
All right, guys. There will be a link in the Facebook group for Unbroadcasted RC Hangout after the show.
All right. And Dust Miggots, where are you at?
Yo, what's up, everybody? My name is Dust Miggots. I'm at Dust Miggots on Instagram. Eddie Dust Miggots on the Facebook groups. And here on Monday nights with you motherfuckers doing this. Because we have so much fun doing it. Shout out to Daniel for stepping up and taking the hosting. The host with the most tonight. Thank you very much, dude.
He was truly king of thieving.
I was all ready to do it, man. I throttled on the drinking. I was chilling out. I was ready to go. I had all my fucking information ready to go. And Dan, I was like, you want to co-host me? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, you know what? You know what's better? Can you host it? He's like, yeah. I think everybody would not see it coming.
Yeah, just switching up a little bit.
That's it, man. Awesome, man.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out
to the soldiers that are here tonight.
Yeah. And I'm Harvey Double _ Dent. You can find me under that name on Instagram, and I like to lurk on the Facebook groups.
Heel turn.
Yeah, total heel turn.
Thank you for joining us tonight. Make sure to check back in next week. Tune in tomorrow for Breaking the Mole with Herrick and BX and the rest of the Jackal Squad Juniors.
You're gonna get some hate on that one.
Fuck them. I was here first. But as Chris likes to say, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate it. So make sure you hit that thumbs up, titty smack it, curb stomp that like button. I don't know. Do whatever. And we'll catch you next time.
Realm.
Peace out.
Realm.
Realm.
Realm.